Hi. The Colin Mann and Timmy podcast is brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. I had the Care people over to the house last week to do a little routine checkup because the air conditioner is running a lot now. And I thought everything was fine, but they say, hey, there's a little fuse thing that's off here. We're going to replace it because if we don't replace it, your air conditioning is going to go out. It's going to be 100 and you're going to die. They didn't say that. They just said it'll be uncomfortably hot. And I said, thank you, Care Heating and Cooling. And thank you for sponsoring the podcast. And they said, who are you? And I said, I'm Anthony Rothman. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Good afternoon. I'm Jacob Reimer. Ohio State safety Caleb Downs is officially declared for the NFL draft in 3 years of college. Downs spent 1 year at Alabama, where he was named SEC Freshman of the Year and earned SEC First Team. Here in Columbus, he was a two-time First Team Big Ten and a two-time unanimous All-American. Downs is projected to be a top pick in the draft this April. Ohio State basketball Jake Diebler announced today that forward Brandon Knoll is out indefinitely with a foot injury that he suffered in the loss to Nebraska. The Buckeyes take on Oregon tomorrow night at 10:30. And the 19th-ranked Ohio State women's basketball team is in action tonight. They're on the road taking on Illinois. Tyler Danberg has the call over on the Fan 2 starting at 6:45. Tip-off is at 7. This one's sponsored by BMI Federal Credit Union. Need help in recovering from the holidays? Get a holiday loan from BMI Federal Credit Union. Visit bmifcu.org/holiday loan. Breaking sports news when it happens on the Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
Paul, good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. No Common Man today, but we are set. We are covered. Joshua Perry, our ex-great Ohio State linebacker, college football analyst extraordinaire, Joshua Perry is here again. Joshua, it's good to see you. How you doing?
I take exception when I'm introduced and people say great, right? I would consider myself in the pantheon of Buckeye goods. Okay.
That's right. Very,
you know, Caleb Downs, view. Farewell, Carnell Tate, farewell. Those are greats, right? Joey Bosa's a great. Ezekiel Elliott's a great. Braxton Miller, Cardale Jones, they're greats. Joshua Perry, a good.
You see, this is what makes you different. This is what makes you unique. Because Tyvus wouldn't scoff at that at all. He would want to be buttered up even more.
Of course.
And I would say some of those things about Tyvus as well. I say it about you, you push back on it. You're like, you don't need to give me that much credit.
Just a little pushback. I enjoyed my time, did what I need to do for the team, but we don't have to lie to the people to hype it up more than what it was.
Weren't you one of the last guys though? Because I think your position, well, let me do the things too. Teddy, Panama Ted. How you doing, Teddy?
I'm doing good, Mike.
Tress, how you doing?
Doing good, Mike.
All right, everybody is here and accounted for. We have a wonderful show coming up. It is a Wednesday. Joshua is going to partake. I'm pleased with that. I can't wait to see it here at 3:30 as our lovely gal, Nicole Sheeran from 10TV. She'll saunter in here. She's keeping tabs on everything going on in the Buckeye football offseason, too. But it's Leather Jacket Wednesday. So
that's
at 3:30. And then a little hockey talk. Oh, another one last night where Alexander Wenberg, you got to love it when old players.
Right.
Have some stuff for you. He took it to the Jackets.
Are we still paying him too?
I think
yes.
So.
Yes,
yeah,
we are.
Yeah,
okay,
we are. We thank you, Teddy.
Awesome.
Salary
That's
still
great.
Going into his pockets.
That's great.
He's getting paid by his team and us to have a 3-point night and beat the Jackets. But name dropping with Jeff Rimmer, that is coming up at 5:30. But where was I going with you before I
we were doing
set
the,
up the show?
The good versus great.
The good versus great. What I was going to say, because you were playing the linebacker position in a time where position might be evolving and changing.
Sure. Like,
even as we sit here today with how offensive football is sort of going into new places, you had a hell of a lot of tackles, though.
I did.
Hell of a lot. Did you hit the 400 tackle
mark? No, I was think three tackles shy of 300 for the career.
Ah, okay.
Championship Still. Year, I had 124, and that led the team. And then
that's a lot of tackles in today's college football.
We were racking them up. Not this again. I said it yesterday. I couldn't play with these guys that are on the field right now. They don't touch close to 124. And then my senior year, I think Raekwon McMillan.
That's a name. That's the one name that was going through my head
led
right
in tackles,
now.
And I was right behind him. We had a little competition that year. He's a phenomenal, phenomenal human. He was a phenomenal player, like mature, ready to go from day one.
What do you think his career tackles looked like?
That's a really good question.
No, got him.
Yeah, he was three and out.
275.
Yeah.
And so he really packed. He had a good amount of tackles in 2014. Well, he had 54 combined tackles.
It was him and Curtis Grant. They were splitting reps almost 50-50 that year. That was the year we won the title. That was Raekwon's freshman year. So they were right down the middle. And then after that, he was on a rocket ship.
But that's one of my memories about you, is just the amount of tackles that you racked up. You felt almost more like a throwback kind of linebacker.
Listen, man.
In the mid-2010s.
Linebacker's got to be around the ball. If you're not around the ball and you're a linebacker, like, you pause at the end of the play and you don't see the linebackers in frame, you got a bad football team.
somebody tweeted out that photo.
Yeah.
Was that Joey Lane?
It was Joey
his
Lane.
Podcast,
yeah, Drive the Lane. Our guys over there.
What? Was he listening to the show yesterday?
Who knows?
He had to have been.
I think he lives in Chicago. You think he was streaming it?
He had to have been.
He might have been.
How else would anyone have thought of that exact photo? If you guys missed it from yesterday's show, first of all, podcast.
Yes.
Second of all,
sure.
I had this memory of a like body by Marotti photo slide of this guy, Joshua Perry, when he started at Ohio State to about midway through his run here. And it was just like he didn't even look bad to begin with, but it was like he turned into Captain America in 2 years' time.
That. We'll argue about what the first one looked like, but Mickey Marotti had me eating and lifting weights 24/7. That's it. Nothing else.
Was it a fun diet, or did you get to eat some decent stuff doing it? Have a little cheat?
Wasn't a lot of restrictions because I was a guy who needed a high caloric intake. Now, you know, you eat sloppy and you tend to get sloppy. So
true.
It was mostly dialed in, but Raising Cane's was still on the menu. City Barbecue, still on the menu.
I mean, you can get your proteins that
that's
way.
Right.
I mean, Raising Cane's, well, that's pretty deep fried and breaded stuff.
The hack nowadays is I get the naked chicken tenders from Cane's.
Is that still good, though? Does that scratch the itch?
You get dipping in the sauce and it's fine.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, naked
tender. I need that breading.
I don't know about that.
Yes, you do.
Not necessarily the Cane's tender. Do I need the breading now? You know, the breading makes the chicken if we're going with like a bone-in fried deal. But on the tender, I could do the naked tender as long as the sauce is hidden.
Joshua, you were right about something. The weekday night out, it's a lovely little thing.
It is.
It really is. I feel good sitting here on a Wednesday that have already, you know, done some things. Had a rough start to the week. We had car issues on Monday morning and on Tuesday morning.
Bad deal.
Yesterday was a really long and busy day for me, but I didn't want to, just because we're having car trouble, scratch off something that we were looking forward to.
Right.
So you let it ride. And so we're a bit exhausted today, but doing the show, going out to see a little play, musical at the Ohio Theater on a Tuesday night.
How'd
for
it
that?
Go?
It was fantastic.
I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah. Just on the side of Back to the Future, just alone there. Wonderful. I highly recommend it. I said yesterday, I hadn't really looked up anything about what bits and pieces were taken from the movie, what was original. I like to go in as blind as I can.
Sure.
If I don't know anything about the production, I didn't even want to look up who the actors were on Broadway.
Yeah.
So I just went in. It was just lovely.
That's awesome.
I mean, it's rare when you can have something like Back to the Future that can ascend to that kind of level in pop culture. And it's like, we've seen this story before. We've seen this movie before, but the audience is almost like kids.
Right.
When George lays out Biff, you're cheering for it. You're so happy when Marty is saved because George finally kisses Lorraine and he gets up and starts like playing the guitar. Bam, 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 bam. Like everyone's like, yeah, it's so great.
So
it was a good time.
It's interesting you say it's like being a kid because I am a person who rewatches movies that I watched when I was younger all the time because I really appreciate the nostalgia in the way that I feel when I'm watching it. So being able to see Back to the Future in that medium, in that format, like I bet you felt like young Timmy Hall in there just enjoying yourself.
Man, we're in that group right now. And I'm a little bit older than you, but you're into your 30s now.
Yes.
And I think when you're in like your 30 to 50, I think we're right in that window where nostalgia is just...
Yeah.
It just sends a shiver down your spine.
Let's go back.
It's just so good.
Yeah, it is.
Whether it's the clothes we wore.
That's right. Which are all coming back around, by the way.
They do. They come back around.
The kids are all wearing the stuff that we wore.
Yeah.
And I think, by the way, we used to rock it better. They don't even know. They don't have enough of the spirit to rock it the way that we used to. That's neither here nor there.
No, but the show was fantastic. I got to get you tickets.
Yeah.
We got to work that out. My guy Jim at Kappa is checking this out.
Hi, Jim.
Joshua Perry. I mean, a great athlete in this town. I'm saying it. Not a good athlete, a great athlete in this town. And he's a well-rounded modern man. He loves the theater. He would love to go to the theater.
Renaissance man.
Him and the missus love to go down there and get away from the kids for just one night.
Just an evening.
And then again, the weeknight, it was just... It's
so
just great.
The weeknight has been...
The weeknight out.
Something that I've incorporated with my wife during the football season because my time is very thin. We were dedicated to Tuesday nights on the town. And the great part about it is it's not crowded. You never feel rushed. Parking's not an issue.
No.
The restaurant's not too loud and you don't have a bunch of riffraff. You can just breathe.
I hate the riffraff.
Me too. You can breathe a little bit. And it's nice to be out on a weeknight.
I'm telling you, we didn't see any people, any traffic down there until we were on top of the Ohio Theater.
That's the way
it should be. We parked only a couple of blocks. We were on Front Street, went right up the hill on State Street there, and we had like street spots.
Listen.
With the Park Mobile things, there was not a single car parked in any of the street spots where we were in. $3, $3.50.
Right. Yeah.
I'm paying it because I don't want to get hit with the parking
$45
fine. They'll get you.
I'll tell you this, man. Friday night, Saturday night, that's a young man's game. I'm not playing anymore.
And it's better to get the stuff done during the weekday.
It is.
Then you can have your Saturday and Sunday to relax because people are afraid of, oh, I'm going to be too exhausted the next day at work.
Right.
You're going to expend the same amount of energy on a weekend.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
And so then you can hold that over for relaxing and doing something else.
The weekend is the best time to enjoy the home, by the way. Like you pay mortgage, you should enjoy the mortgage.
Absolutely.
Do it on the weekend when you're just home.
I completely agree, man. It's the time to recoup and get ready for the work week ahead. All right, we need to quantify a couple of greats. Call these guys greats.
They're greats.
Incredible Ohio State football players. And we're going to do it next. Joshua Perry, he's great too. He's in. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
We've got some slowdown due to an accident if you're on East Central Avenue at Sandusky Street. And keep an eye out for a disabled vehicle that's on the left shoulder of eastbound 270 on that north outer belt at 71. We've got people on scene assisting, so causing some delay there. This report is sponsored by AAA Tire and Auto Service. Come into your local AAA Tire and Auto Service and save up to $30 on auto repair with their AAA Triple Play. And on the plus side, AAA members save more. Offer valid through January 31st. See store for details. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
What does it mean to give 100%? It means giving everything you've got every single day. That's why the V Foundation gives 100% of every dollar donated directly to cancer research. So no matter what you give, we give 100% for life-saving research victories, 100% to making new discoveries that lead to innovative treatments, 100% to groundbreaking cancer research that could one day save someone you love. We know cancer research is working. Over the last 30 years, an estimated 4.5 million lives have been saved thanks to game-changing research breakthroughs. But there is more work to do. That's why the V Foundation gives 100% of every dollar donated directly to cancer research. We will always give 100% to accelerate victory over cancer.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Donate today at V.org.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one. To learn more and get help on any day, visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
All your favorite fan shows are on YouTube, along with those fake YouTube ads like Chew This Gum and It Grows New Teeth. Experience the splendor of Bo sitting in his closet, Timmy Hall's gaudy gold chains, and Matty Ice wearing a coat in 90-degree weather. It's all there. Head to YouTube and subscribe today.
Hello, it's...
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Expect skies to be mostly cloudy today, but still mild with above average temperatures in the upper 40s. And then for tonight, partly cloudy overnight with lows around freezing. For Thursday, a dry day ahead with mostly cloudy skies and warmer with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Rain develops late Thursday night, overnight into Friday with gusty winds and lows in the 50s. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
We interrupt Office Ping Pong to bring you an immature radio show.
Oh, God.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Allow me to tell you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Men, New Year's here. And with the new year comes the chance to make some real positive changes in your life. But if you're struggling from ED, the dreaded two-letter acronym, erectile dysfunction, Joshua, we know we can't be dealing with that.
No, sir.
We can't ever have that. That's why we've got our friends at Tri-State Men's Health right here in town. And the good thing about them is they will take your situation. They will tailor the treatment to your specific needs. They've got treatments when the pills or herbals fail. They've got treatments with success rates over 90%, and some of their treatments can have you last an hour or more. Dear God. So give them a call, 800-900-9654. Go to tristatementshealth.com as well. You'll see they got two lovely locations right here in Central Ohio. Easy to get to. They got one up by your place. They got one by me in Hilliard. They're all over the place. They're great. You get the $99 first visit. If medically advised, you get the test dose in the office. If that doesn't work in the office, then your visit is free. So no problemo. And you could be doing it the day after your appointment. TriStateMen'sHealth.com. Joshua Perry, he is in for the Common Man. I'll be your good, clean boy today. We say goodbye to Carnell Tate and Caleb Downs. When you think about great players in Ohio State football history, maybe with Carnell, you're going to first think of who he played with.
Right.
Which is the same way for a lot of wide receivers like him in recent memory, but I think it's important to understand what a dynamic weapon he was. And I think Caleb Downs is self-explanatory with what everybody thinks and feels about him. And I can think of almost everyone that's picking in the top 10 in the NFL draft seems to want that guy on the back end of their defense right now.
It's really insane. I'll start with Carnell. Just first off, a phenomenal career for him. And to think about what he has had to overcome in his personal life as well to be able to make it to game day and to make it to class and all the different things.
Referring to his mother.
Yes. You know, like that to me is the character right there. Is a football character, but there's a personal character that he possesses. But it is insane to consider that he's going to be a first round pick, and he was never the best wide receiver on any of the teams that he was on here. Right. Like it's just how talented these guys are, but they're going to be folks clamoring for him. You look at some of the mock drafts, people think that he's a top five pick, which is crazy to consider, but that's just where he's at. And then for Caleb, I started thinking back about this last year watching him, but you've got the Mike Dosses of the world. You know, I played with Bell, who I thought was a phenomenal ball player. Like how many guys in recent history would you put in front of Caleb Downs in terms of the way he played safety at Ohio State? Not a lot of guys.
Doss would be the one.
Yeah.
You know, as much as I love Von Bell, I think Von's a fantastic player.
Sure, I would take Caleb.
I'd put him third in that cluster right there. And that's not a
No, it's not a knock. It's just a knock reality on of what it is.
Doss was incredible.
He was.
He was. You talk about a national champ.
Yep.
And that defense in 2002. They would have something to say. I mean, when we talk a lot about this defense, they won the national championship. Mm-hmm. It's a team thing, too. It's offense, defense, but they did it, so they go down in history. And that's the thing that's disappointing for this exact team, but not switching the subject, is we've asked that question, like, what are we going to take from it? How do we remember?
Sure.
Caleb Downs and Carnell Tate, they get to be remembered because they were part of the previous year's team, and they won a national championship as well. But as far as the great defenses go, it's tough to have this one that we just saw that put up these historic numbers and put them next to even your 2014 team that numbers wise wasn't
different.
As good,
wasn't
but
the same.
You still made timely plays
and
big time plays. So, you know, these two guys in their own way, they wrote pages in the Ohio State football history
book. For sure.
And that's a really cool thing. And as you said, it's just hard to wrap your mind around Carnell Tate.
Yeah.
Never being able to say he was the best receiver at Ohio State, but and on a given team, but it's true.
Right. And I will say, just for that fact, though, the idea that there was a Carnell Tate, and Emeka was like this before Carnell really emerged, but the steady hand that you can go to when your number one option is getting bracketed and teams are actively trying to take that guy away. Well, Carnell Tate made about a million plays. When he had the attention on him, he was still routing guys up, catching just about everything that was thrown his way. Those are all the things that you're supposed to do when you're a great player. It's why he was, and that's why he's going to be a great player on the next level, too.
Joshua, what was your take on Quincy Porter also hopping into the portal? Portal. That's why I was screwing that up right there. But there's another depth piece, potentially a future star. I don't think he was going to get a lot of run next season, and I think this points to a big-time recruit coming in, and there's room right there to start as a true freshman, but that's 2 5-star receivers now.
So I think there are multiple things that are happening in terms of the wide receiver specifically. Is number one, they had a relationship with Brian Hartline. Now he's out the door. Mm-hmm. And so if there is a time to say that you want to dip your toe into the portal, this would be the time. Number two thing, and you can't discredit this for anybody, is you look in the portal to figure out if you're going to get a bag or not. I think guys are doing that. I think there's some bag chasing that's happening.
And they might want to pull it back. Bryson Rogers did this last year.
I mean, guys do it.
Go in, come back out.
I'm going to put it like this. If you are coming at the end of a contract at work and you try to negotiate with your boss, and you don't have an offer, a competing offer from elsewhere, how are you supposed to maximize how much money you make?
Mm, yeah.
And so I think there's a little bag chase that goes on with some of these guys. And then the third thing would be, just want to play right now. I don't want to ask questions. I don't want to necessarily go through the offseason competition. I just want to step into somewhere where I'm wide receiver one. I get to be the guy and I can shine tomorrow.
And some of these guys are the level of recruit where you can go to a pretty good program.
Yeah.
It ain't going to be Ohio State level. I think you understand there's a class system. We all get it.
Sure.
There's a tier system. It's Ohio State. It's Georgia. It's all these guys up at the top. And then you take a little click down, like what Kyle McCord did.
Yep.
He took a little click down to Syracuse.
Yep.
That's clearly a notch or two down.
Best passing season the ACC ever saw.
Right. And, you know, he was able to put up numbers. I think when you look at the landing spot for Lincoln Keenholz,
sure,
that we've spoken about, that's a spot, that's a good program.
Makes a ton of sense.
Head coach that knows what he's doing.
Quarterback
dealing,
guy.
Yeah, dealing with quarterbacks, yeah, with Brohm. So you're looking at places like that. You're not going to go to, you know, the FCS or something like,
right,
that for these guys.
I think if we saw these guys leaving and they ended up at a Georgia or an Oregon, an Indiana, which is now becoming an emerging power, if they go to a place like LSU, I think that's when you're like, okay, hold the phone. What were we not doing right here that they felt like they needed to go to another blue blood or marquee current program?
So there's a guy that we can mention that just James Peoples just went,
well,
to Penn,
sure,
State.
Now, that running
just
back
went
room
to Penn State
was a little bit thick here. So I can understand that if you're the third guy in the pecking order, right? If we think it's Bo and then we think it's West, you're like, I can get that. You're still talented enough to, by the way, Penn State to me is the tick below. But that's the part that nobody really wants to address.
Yeah, I mean, but they're definitely...
Their branding isn't.
Hold up,
but they're
definitely
their performance
way
is
above a Syracuse.
It's not
I'm
Syracuse.
I'm with you. Like, we could make a bunch of different tiers,
right,
and you're right.
Ohio
Penn State
is
not up at Ohio State's level.
Right, and that's, I guess,
if
what I'm getting
1A,
at.
1A, they are definitely at least 1B.
But that's, again, that's one of those situations to me where it's just like, I'm looking and I don't want to be the third in line to get the pill in the run game, knowing that we're going to throw the damn ball around the yard too. Like, I just can't stick around for that.
You could be right, but it's more of a, put it this way, I feel less best of luck, you know?
Right.
After that kind of move. You know what I mean? I'm never going to wish ill on somebody.
I get what you're getting
but
at.
But I don't feel the need to be like, oh man, I hope you just crush it over there. It's just, okay, you made your move.
You're going on with your career.
You're going in conference to a rival. Like when Jim Knowles left here and went to Penn State, I wasn't, oh, you know, thanks for what you did. Knock it out of the park there.
I mean,
circle the date. And then James Peoples doing it is not the same as Jim Knowles doing it either.
Everybody won that exchange, by the way. Jim Knowles got his little $3 million. Best of luck at Tennessee. Yeah. And Ohio State got Matt Patricia.
Matt Patricia.
I think everybody won on that one.
Yeah, no, you're right. But it was still rubbed us the wrong way.
Oh, it was rubbing.
When it happened. Rubbing is racing. That's right. Joshua Perry is in for Common Man. Nicole Sheeran, she's tracking the start of the Buckeye football offseason, but she took a bad beat over the weekend.
Uh-oh.
What was that? It's leather jacket time in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
You're looking at some slowdown due to that construction on westbound 70 on the west side near Hilliard Rome Road. And we've got a disabled vehicle that's causing some holdup on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt at 71. This report is sponsored by AAA Tire and Auto Service. Come into your local AAA Tire and Auto Service and save up to $30 on auto repair with their AAA Triple Play. And on the plus side, AAA members save more. Offer valid through January 31st. See store for details. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
What up, bitches? It's leather jacket time with 10TV's Nicole Sheeran.
Nicole, it's so good to see you. Our gal from 10TV in the studio with us. We got Joshua Perry in for Common Man. You had some bad news this weekend.
You Emeka really have to remind me, don't
Ibuka.
You? Oh, that Emeka. News. That news.
Yeah.
Different kind of news, Tim, than what I was thinking about.
What news were you talking about?
Oh, I was just talking about how the Buckeyes and then my Georgia Dogs both lost. That was some pretty terrible 2 days.
That was way in the past. No, I know. I'm talking about Emeka Ibuka getting married.
I know. It's the end of an era.
It's over for you.
I know. Have you filled our friend in on that?
I did.
Briefly.
I did, yes.
Okay. Yeah, so these guys think that Emeka is like this love interest that I've had. No, to set the story straight, no. I think he's a very nice guy. He was one of the first Buckeyes I ever interviewed when I got here.
It's not how you make it sound.
Okay, no. But he is engaged, which is very exciting. And I texted Mike and Tim when I saw it on Instagram. And I said, wow, guys, end of an era. No more joking about that.
Oh, no, the jokes live on.
No, no. They got to stop, right?
Those guys will not stop. It's unfortunate.
I mean, if Emeka would have to become
Emeka.
So... He would have to become so Emeka Ibuka.
Ibuka.
He'd have to
Emeka Ibuka.
Ibuka.
He'd have to get to such a level of fame to where we're analyzing his relationship.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, that is on, that's like 50 stratospheres away.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what the young gal's name is. I don't know if she was an Ohio State student.
So she, you're talking about Emeka's girlie?
Yeah. I mean, best of luck to them.
Couple,
well wishes.
No, power couple. She plays soccer at Notre Dame.
Oh, okay.
She's a baller. I also don't know her name.
That's a power couple?
Yeah.
Player at Notre Dame.
She's really
a great athlete.
Good.
Ain't she smart? Like, yeah.
Run the tape, Tim. She's good.
I'm just saying, what's our standard on a power couple?
It's better than any couple I'll be in. Telling you right now.
Well, don't sell yourself short.
Okay, you do
okay,
TV.
Well, that's fair.
Yeah.
But athletic power couple, at least. And the best part, last year when Ohio State played Notre Dame, she went to the game and she wore Ohio State gear, Notre Dame stuff.
She better have.
I know, that's true.
Ooh.
But
it wasn't a soccer game. Like,
That's true.
But she goes there.
Don't give a damn, that's your man.
Yeah, I get
that's
it.
That's your man, it's true.
That's tough.
Yeah, but
that's a tough one.
She's a keeper because of that. So good work, Mech.
I don't know what the ruling on that would be.
The ruling is if Emeka played soccer, I think she would have to rep Notre Dame. But it's not even in her sport wheelhouse. She's there to support her man.
She
did the right thing.
Whatever decision you ultimately make there, you live with it. Like you had Clark Kellogg. This is another one. I heard Clark was on the basketball broadcast the other day, so I'm thinking about him. He's such a sweet guy, too. I love him.
Yeah, he's awesome.
There was that game where Ohio came to the shot, and this was 10 years ago, because his son Nick, who's on the staff, been a part of the program, he's a good guy, too. He was on the team, and Clark Kellogg, one of the most famous Buckeye basketball players, but as he should... He's repping his son's gear.
Got to.
Yeah,
that's
your kid. Have
shot
to. You
wearing
have to.
Ohio green.
That's your kid.
No problem with that whatsoever.
Yeah. All right, so
Herb Street, I guess it's along the same lines
when
there.
When Herb goes to the big house, does he put on the Michigan shirt because his son's on the roster?
You have to. I'm sorry, but...
There's other stuff with Herbie on this show, though.
Yeah, no, the guy who's got the stuff ain't here because he filled me in on all of it.
That bled over to me, too.
Yeah,
so,
okay. All right. Well, let me ask you this, Nicole.
Cause
on New Year's Eve, we were chatting each other up.
Yeah.
And we were so optimistic about what was getting ready to happen in the college football playoff. You're like, Ohio State, going to get the win. My team is Georgia. I'm like, I think Georgia's going to beat Ole Miss again. You had New Year's Eve that became miserable.
Yes.
And then your New Year's Day ended miserably as well. So just take me through the range of emotions on what happened.
Depression at its finest. I mean, I literally called my dad and said, if this is how 2026 is going to go, welcome to the worst year ever.
Can I go back to 2025, please?
Correct. Yeah. Because, yes, I mean, I remember that conversation we had. I felt very confident Ohio State was going to beat Miami. And we get into the game. Obviously, we had the whole storylines. And we were correct in all the storylines.
Sure.
Talking about the game, it's exactly what happened. I mean, that Miami team's for real. And they came out playing for real. So props to them. I'm not dissing their talent or anything. So then the Buckeyes lose that game. I'm like, all right, but I still got my dogs, man. They're gonna really kick it into gear. No, they didn't. Mm. But you know what? The one thing from that I kind of took from those 2 days was, you know... Well, at least if I couldn't have my Georgia Ohio State Fiesta Bowl, neither of them are playing in it. So you know what I'm saying? Like, it kind of would have been crappy if
I was in a low point in my life than Nicole, because he took some liberties to come to that conclusion.
No, the amount of people I texted where I said, I'm depressed. This is terrible. I'm giving up on college football. What was that call on fourth and whatever from Kirby Smart?
Mm. See, that was, I'm glad you brought that up, because it's not just Ohio State losing, the team you cover. And then for everything that's shambles, and what a great college football story.
Balled out.
Get to that. Georgia still seemed to have it in the tank.
Yes.
And then they get to a spot and they have that call to make and...
Ooh, that's called sometimes choke time, coach.
Bad news.
Bad.
And it comes back to bite him. And you even were favored the worst missed face mask I've ever seen.
Okay, but...
In a big college football game.
The call, it wasn't a targeting. So it even... That, I don't have a problem with that.
That missed face mask superseded that target
call. The targeting was a targeting.
It was a target.
I don't think that was a targeting.
By the letter of the law, is forcible contact to the head or neck area. It doesn't matter if it's helmet to helmet.
Targeting, we could get into this another time.
But you're arguing what you think it should be versus what it is.
Okay, and I'm putting my Georgia loyalty aside. Yes, that face mask was awful.
It's black and white.
Terrible.
It either is or it isn't. His face wrenched around.
No, it was pretty terrible.
The man's actually looking out of an ear hole still today.
No, it was bad.
His neck is turned sideways. He didn't recover.
But there were some other calls in that game that I think that evens out. That, to me, was not like the make or break of the game. To me, the make or break of the game was that Kirby Smart call on fourth and, what was it, seven?
Kirby,
I don't remember what it was.
Kirby overcoached the game.
He did. And don't get me wrong, Kirby is one of the greatest college football coaches, and I'm not putting that game to define his college or coaching career. But that was the moment, and he choked.
It was a dumb play.
It was, and in the postgame presser, somebody asked him, because I'm a crazy Georgia person where I listen to every postgame presser. It was a very short one for Kirby. Very short. I was like, nobody has any other questions.
They're different when it's the championship setting. It's not like the same
way it's run
with all the local media getting their shots at
him. I don't know. It was very odd. I was like, that's it. But somebody asked about it. And he said, well, yeah, we weren't really supposed to snap the ball on that play.
It didn't look like they were.
Then what are we doing? Well, it's not that hard to
They weren't blocking, it reminds me.
Can I bring up one thing, though?
Yeah, go
ahead. That quarterback, Gunnar Stockton and Chamblain, I mean, that was pure cinema watching those two guys.
The Gunnar, the hit that he took?
That, I thought he was decapitated.
I've never seen anything like that.
Did you see where he lined up over the guard to take a snap?
Which is concerning.
Yeah, so that man was absolutely concussed.
So
he 100% was.
Not good, but...
No, I get what you're saying.
I can't remember where we last saw that. And I think it was nerves, not an injury issue. Something's going through my mind here.
It's happened
and I can't
before.
Place it where the last quarterback to accidentally lined up under a guard. I think it's been done in a movie or a football movie or a TV show
I think it might have been
the replacement.
Was it Frazier? Who was it? He was like, dude, what are you doing? Like, get over it.
It was a running back. Now, imagine, if you're the guard and all of a sudden the quarterback is up under your undercarriage and you weren't expecting that. Be a hell of a surprise during a game.
It's a little bit of a, whoa, how you doing there?
I will say, though, not to be this person where it's like, it's okay, though, but I will say, after stewing on both of those games and being pretty depressed about it, I am thankful that I got to experience two national titles with Georgia. And I had to go back to that of like, you know what, Nicole?
Please.
You can't win every year. It's time for somebody else to do it. And that's okay.
I feel like that kind of coping is what allows dynasties to fall.
And you know, and you think I'm crazy saying this, but there have been a lot of talk out there that like, is the Georgia dynasty falling before it ever even started?
It might.
It low-key might, because last year wasn't great either. And I'm kind of nervous.
I mean.
Just saying.
I mean, it's not the same anymore. They just don't have all the guys. The guys aren't just camping out.
They don't have the defense.
You know?
Nicole Sheeran from 10TV.
Now I'm fired up.
What do we got coming up tonight? What are you going to be doing?
Well, we're talking a lot about Caleb Downs declaring for the draft. We've got IGB declared.
Cornell.
Some other guys. We're expecting other guys to declare.
I'm just messing.
Okay, Tim. I lost my train of thought. Thanks a lot. Oh, the women are playing tonight against Illinois. We've got, what else we got cooking? Tomorrow, the men are playing at Oregon. It's hoop season now, baby. Let's go. Full steam ahead.
Mm.
Except that was a tough one. on a Monday.
I'm a little bit nervous.
Yeah. About?
This hoop season.
Yeah, I am too.
Really nervous.
It's not great.
Let's see what this January brings us. And hopefully it's not the end of us.
That would...
Oh, when it's
God.
Done.
No.
Nicole?
Yes. Why am I the only one wearing sunglasses again?
I can't see. That's why.
I also love your jacket, by the way.
Thank you very
love
much.
It.
I went...
It's way better than Tim's.
With the suede, which is... The what? Other side of the leather.
I love it.
Of the cowhide.
Suede is perfect.
Yeah.
I love it.
Suede meets the requirements.
I didn't get the brown jacket memo.
You know what? This is actually very good, though, because these colors complement.
That's
right?
True.
So this actually works very well.
You're
Nicole,
right.
For those that can't see that aren't watching on YouTube right now, has a navy blue.
Yes.
It's like a leather blazer is what we got
you
here.
You haven't seen this one before?
Yeah, I probably have.
You probably
have. You have so many.
And well, that's what I had to get more like when we started the segment.
Wow. I've liked the leather.
Did somebody around yes. here pay for you to get more?
Absolutely not.
We should have a conversation with somebody about
we
that.
Should.
I think
budget.
We should.
Yeah, there
You're
needs
TV.
To be a
yeah.
LJT. Wait, no. Leather.
Leather.
Yeah, LJT.
Leather jacket
budget.
Time?
Yeah, LJT budget.
I agree.
All
right. You know, I'd say LGT.
LJ.
LJT.
Leather jacket. Die.
Leather jacket.
I was going to say LJT could be like a cool kid's way of like shortening the word legit.
Ooh.
Like if we're going to say legit.
Okay, Timmy with the slang
would you say
again.
That's LJT.
That's so LJT, man.
And double entendre for leather jacket time as well.
I like that.
Mm. All right, Nicole Sharon, thanks a lot for stopping by.
Thanks, guys.
All right, we'll see you next week. Coming up here, my guy Chris Collins with... He's freaking out today. Tell you why next. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
Traffic is a little slow on eastbound 70 on the east side from Livingston Avenue to US 33. We also have slower traffic on northbound 71 on the south side between Greenlawn Avenue and 315. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Love football, love wings. Put those bad boys together and you get Austin and Bird live at Roosters.
Presented by Bryant Heating and Cooling.
Large amounts of football and all the donkey sauce you can handle. Mondays on the Fans YouTube channel.
Start the year. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
There was a man who couldn't stand.
A mom who couldn't wait.
A scientific community that said it couldn't be done.
And then you.
And then I.
And then we.
Brought neuromuscular disease into screaming color with the Muscular Dystrophy Association.
For 75 years, our voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
We've willed the impossible into existence.
We've pushed the science,
raised the funds,
shifted the narrative,
and transformed the reality of life with neuromuscular diseases.
For 75 years, we've built communities together,
established the field of neuromuscular medicine,
and made it thrive.
Call that a legacy.
Call it impact.
Call it momentum.
Just call it ours.
Because it's the generations of community heroes that give MDA the strength we have today.
And until neuromuscular disease is a thing of the past,
You couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Their favorite basketball players are Leaky Black and Grady Dick.
That is childish nonsense.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
No man today, Joshua Perry, our Buckeye friend, the linebacker, NBC Sports, college football analyst, getting ready for a couple of big days, right? I mean, we got the college football playoff coming back.
Yeah.
Thursday and Friday. Because excited. Why wouldn't we play on any day other than Thursday and Friday for a sport that knows Saturdays as well as any day of the week?
The NFL has boxed college football out.
This is so screwed up, this championship season, with the days of the week and the calendars. And my thing, Joshua, too, like for both college football and college basketball, I would just love to see the national championship get off of Monday.
Yeah, it's Monday's
run.
Because first off, who the hell really feels their best after working on a Monday? Okay, that's the worst that you feel all week is after working on a Monday, and then you got to stay up late, watch a late ass game. I mean, and I'm watching it, right? I'm going to watch it.
Of course, we're going to watch it. Yeah,
you shouldn't force me to have to do that on a Monday night.
No, and I think the easiest thing to do is, you know, for college basketball, that's the one that's trickier because you've got the Final Four weekend that's right there. So, do you turn that into a Friday-Sunday thing? That's probably my best idea.
Sure.
Because I don't see as big of a problem. I can see myself still getting amped up for some Friday night championship-level basketball.
No doubt.
And that's okay. And again, it's leading to the bigger event. There's something about having that feel like you get for Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's the winner, right? We know what the biggest game is, and every single time we have a Super Bowl, part of that is because it's the NFL, and the NFL just wins.
Right.
But it is always the highest rated TV broadcast of all time.
But
every time we have one.
We got to do something about that Monday, though.
Go to Sunday, then.
You know, no, I'm saying
for college football
after
we could
Super
go to
Bowl. The Super Bowl Sunday on its own is great.
Oh, you're talking about
the Monday
declare
after
the holiday.
We have to do something.
Yeah. That's been brought up for a long time, and I'm good with that. I'm on board for that.
Yeah.
We don't need to be doing, I mean, look, us guys in the media, it's going to make no difference.
We're going to do what we do.
It doesn't make any sense for us, but we care about all of you.
Yeah.
We want all of you to have the day off and to just sit back and relax and listen to us break down the Super Bowl.
I bet you the spirits and beer and wine companies would love if that Monday was declared a holiday.
Yes.
Their sales would skyrocket.
They would skyrocket because you could just let her fly on Sunday afternoon.
Lathered up.
No, yeah, but for college basketball, I think a Sunday would be in order. I think a college football national championship on a Saturday would be fun.
You know,
then
you
get the extra day on Sunday.
The people are going
to recover from that.
Move the whole season up and do the national championship on New Year's Day at the Rose Bowl. That's what some of the suggestions have been. And I think the Rose Bowl feels like college football. And I think New Year's feels like college football. So I would be on board with that.
Yeah, I could also see, you know, giving the Pop-Tarts some love and making that the mainstay national championship game. Just keep that thing going.
I'm a big fan of the Pop-Tarts.
Just have that big giant toaster be like the next big thing.
The crazy part about that we don't talk about with that bowl game is that they do a self-sacrifice of one of the Pop-Tarts mascots. Like that whole terminology to me is more morbid than I think we give it credit for. It's too playful in that setting.
What is your flavor of choice?
Wildberry.
If you were going to pick which one had to go into that toaster.
That
was a quick answer from you.
There's not really much discussion. I love a Pop-Tart.
So we got to talk about this. Your guys at Peacock and NBC Sports are doing something. They're floating the idea of having this mode where you can mute the broadcasters. Mm-hmm. And the reaction to this on social media, I mean, a lot of people have been throwing, you know, their broadcasters that they don't love a ton under the bus. My guy, Chris Collinsworth. Dude is one of my favorites, and they're all excited about the opportunity to mute Chris Collinsworth. But talking about your ability, like on your app, on your streaming app,
yeah,
to manipulate the mix, the audio mix, where you can raise the crowd noise,
right.
You can lower. So I'm assuming like you can manage the levels on that.
So
raise it up, soften it, or just completely eliminate the broadcasters altogether and go mute.
Yeah. From what I understand is that you would have the opportunity to like turn the broadcasters all the way off, and you could just listen to the natural sound of the game, the pads clacking, the cheers coming from the crowd. You could turn one up and one down, but still have them both on just to your mixed preference. One of the things that we hear from Ohio State fans all the time in their quest to eliminate Big Noon is that they feel like the crowd noise is too muted and you hear too much of Gus and Joel. And so in this setup, you could turn that crowd noise up to whatever your preference is.
I agree. There was a broadcast I was just listening to that the crowd noise was too hot.
Yeah.
And I couldn't hear the broadcasters.
It becomes a little difficult. So here's my take on it. Just on the way my mind saw this.
Sure.
I feel like there's a world where companies start doing this and they track the metrics of how many people who are streaming the game turn the broadcasters' voices down. And when you go back to the table to negotiate, they're like, well, actually, on 31% of the games that you did, people turned your voice off, so we're just not going to pay you as much. They don't want to hear you anyway. That's where I think this gets to. This technology sounds great for fans, but there's always an ulterior motive.
Yeah,
these companies are here to make money.
You hit on something, because when we live in a world, the way that we're rated in radio is a lot different than how exact things can be for TV streaming now. And with all the streaming options, you're getting bigger, fatter numbers now.
Right.
The numbers that they're telling us when we, you know, talk about them on the show, X millions of people watch this game, X millions of people watch that game. They're better numbers now because they can track more. And when it comes to streaming, it's exact to the click of a button.
Yes.
So even if you have a feature like that, I love how we're calling this like broadcast enhancements is what they could be.
Of course.
They'll be able to see exactly.
I mean,
but you probably can't turn one down without the other.
No.
So it's not like you can say, oh, I like Mike Tirico a lot, but I don't like listening to Collinsworth. I'm going to do the click mute, the Adam Sandler remote, and just mute you.
It's probably the reason why people are going to keep Collinsworth up is because Tirico is phenomenal. And I love Collinsworth too. But I'll say this, CBS would love to have this so they could show Romo, right? Like your antics. Here is what it's doing to people. I think this
is
going to
be, shut up.
This is going to become a part of how they deal with talent is based off of the mutes that come on the broadcast.
A real life go to jail is in order down in Cincy. Tell you why next. Joshua Perry is in for the man. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
You're looking at a couple-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. We also have a slowdown on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt between 315 and 71. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The best words to hear at the TSA security checkpoint? You're good to go. All it takes is a little preparation. Get to the airport early. bring a carry-on bag that fits in the overhead, and have an acceptable ID. Not all state-issued IDs will cut it. Check out tsa.gov/ID and see which TSA-acceptable IDs make the grade, like a real ID or passport.
Before you jet, do a little prep, and you're good to go. Check out tsa.gov/ID or the MyTSA app.
If your garage...
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Casting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Jacob Reimer. After 1 year at Alabama and 2 seasons here in Columbus, Ohio State safety Caleb Downs is officially declared for the NFL Draft. Downs was named SEC Freshman of the Year and earned SEC First Team honors at Alabama. He was a two-time First Team Big Ten and a two-time unanimous All-American here in Columbus. Downs is projected to be a top pick in the draft this April. Ohio State basketball Jake Diebler announced today that forward Brandon Knoll will miss an extended period of time with a foot injury that he suffered in the loss to Nebraska. The Buckeyes take on Oregon tomorrow night at 10:30. And the 19th-ranked Ohio State women's basketball team is on the road tonight, taking on Illinois. Tyler Danberg has the call over on the Fan 2, starting at 6:45. Tip-off is at 7. This one's sponsored by BMI Federal Credit Union. BMI Federal Credit Union has been voted best credit union for the past 8 years in a row by CBUS Top Picks. Visit BMIFCU.org. Breaking sports news when it happens on the Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
One watches QVC religiously. The other studies Paige Spiranak's golf swing. This is Man and Timmy.
No Man today. He's going to be back with us tomorrow and for the rest of the week. So it's just a few for Common Man. Got to get that PTO in right as the new year starts.
Why not?
You know?
Yeah. How many days do you guys get around here?
I mean, we get... Those of us 10-year guys, we get a good amount of PTO.
This is a good amount.
I'm not complaining.
Put a ballpark on it.
5-6 weeks.
Whoa!
You guys don't work. Grandfathered in.
Anybody work around here?
We worked a lot to get that.
Jeez.
Some of us don't make the big bucks, so that PTO,
I mean,
that matters a lot.
Jeez.
That's a good little perk. It's solid.
I mean, a couple years ago, I was working 6 days a week a couple years ago.
Well, we work, a lot of us do work 6 days a week for most of the year.
I mean, jeez.
Throughout football season.
Wow.
And I've been doing that for a long, long time.
Man,
but
how's
hey,
it going?
I'm just saying, you know, we're exhausted once the year ends. It's Buckeye football. We're gung-ho about it. So sometimes you see January, and it's like, that's when the deep breath comes. Right, sure. When Ohio State football season ends. Little break as we get into hoop season here. So Joshua Perry is our guy today. By the way, email bag time on a nice little Wednesday. Before we talk to Rimmer at 5:30, at 5 o'clock... If you've got something for me, probably more for Joshua, but anything you need to know, you want to know something about Joshua's playing career, the time in the media already, anything at all, how our minds tick, just send it to goodcleanboy@gmail.com. Goodcleanboy@gmail.com. Our guy Reimer is doing the updates today. His sweatshirt was topic of discussion before the show.
Certainly was.
So... He is a big, as you know, college basketball guy. College basketball. CBS Sports. He's wearing a UConn hoodie today. And so, rhyme time. My thing with the UConn hoodie, I like the hoodie.
Thank you.
It's a good hoodie. Let's
I
start
got a
with
lot
that.
Of compliments when Rothman and Ice came out of here.
You know what was the best? UConn's shorts.
They do have some nice throwback shorts.
And that's why you and I, like, we love that website. The dudes, I think they called themselves 19.9, and then they sold to Slam. And so now there's a site called Slam, and their whole concept basically was college basketball shorts, and they would pinpoint specific eras, and Georgetown shorts back in the day when I was a kid, they were awesome. The UConn shorts, the Khaled El Amin's, or the Ray Allen's, like those were cool. But it's not about the coolness of it. I don't know if this is allowable based on your allegiances. You're a staunch North Carolina fan.
So,
and that's a blue blood. UConn is another blue blood.
Yes.
If it were from some other conference that you didn't like, if you wanted to wear a Cincy Bearcats hoodie, I'd have no problem with that. But so, I don't know if you can do this.
I'm a fan of the style of play that Dan Hurley has. But
the style of winning,
yes,
and kicking everyone's.
Yes,
I'm a fan
of
that.
It's a fun
too.
Brand.
Yeah,
but I do have a case for this hoodie because it's a gift. Somebody went out to the Connecticut area. They were in stores, and I was like, "Hey, if you want to swing me a UConn hoodie, I wouldn't be all that upset."
Oh, you asked for the gift.
Yeah,
you're asking for gifts. So it's not just a gift. Would you please get me a good son gift?
It was at my last job, and he was out there for business, and I was his assistant basically. So then as a gift, he was like, here.
This was a bro gift.
Yes.
That you asked for.
A bro gift.
Here's Joshua, my thing on it. You heard my case.
Okay. So
I guess
I have two comments off of that, and I'll start with this one. Is number one, as long as the fashion is on point, I think you wear the thing. Right?
It's got the old UConn logo and everything.
Let's agree.
And it gets
logo
me,
awesome.
It gets
shirt,
me to the
awesome.
Second thing is this is not disrespect to UConn. Are they really a blue blood?
Yeah.
Yeah.
History-wise?
They've done enough in history.
I think they've been the best team this century.
Right.
Probably.
They're the best team this century.
We talk about UCLA as a blue blood. When was the last time they were really like that? I feel like blue blood implies the longevity of the history. It's the only reason I ask the question.
It's a good question.
UConn wasn't, I think, but then when they started all this winning, and now because they've passed Duke now for national championships.
I don't think you become a blue blood. I think you're born into it.
I think you can.
Okay.
I think you do. I think blue blood, and that's the fun of these conversations, is that there's no exact, you did this, you get to be a blue blood. There's debate about it, and what you said about UCLA is very valid.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you can lose blue blood status because of what you always did in the past. You can't take away UCLA's past, but it's the same way
if you
as
can't
firing
take it
a coach
away,
like
then,
John Harbaugh.
Then why can you give it out? I feel if it's something that you can't take away, I don't think you can just hand out blue blood status.
Because you're still making your history.
No doubt. I'm not arguing that.
UConn made classical history. They made sweet music basketball history.
What about Florida? Are they playing themselves into it?
They're playing themselves into it, but they're
one of the few that has a back-to-back national championship.
They are. That's very nice.
I don't know.
Very nice. But
they did have a stretch. It's not like the UConn stretch.
No.
Like they had some pretty rough years, and now the past year was when they really kind of got back into it.
And Reimer, you know about like sports apparel. I'm more lax.
Yeah, like
because I've lived in different places. I've had allegiances to different teams.
I don't understand this hate because I know I'm a Carolina fan. I'm also an Ohio State fan. Just want to get that out there. But I'm wanting to get more college basketball gear to wear just every day of the week.
I appreciate the love. Somebody, there was a good clean boy who played golf at Xavier, and he wanted me to rep Xavier in the
Crosstown
Shootout. And so he actually sent me a hat and a t-shirt, and I've been wearing the Xavier basketball t-shirt around the house. Fine. They're a Big 12 program too, but they just joined the Big 12.
I went to...
Wait a minute. Xavier? No.
Xavier's Big East.
That's bad. That's bad. Points away from me.
We'll let you go.
Since he's Big 12, now they jumped into Kansas's conference.
I went to the Xavier-UConn game last year. I wasn't wearing this hoodie. I was wearing Xavier gear down there.
Did you have the hoodie yet?
Yes, I think I did.
All right, now we got to dig into these choices a little bit more then.
Why?
I just think I couldn't, as a Kansas fan...
Here
was the thing. He said before the show.
I think before I got here, I was willing to get Kansas stuff.
That's before the show. Oh, before you
but
met
no,
me, huh?
Yes, because you and I have had some back and forth now where I'm leaning away from Kansas.
Isn't it fun? Isn't this fun, though? I mean, Kansas is the birthplace of your program's history. So
here we go again, Teddy.
I can understand why you would want to get some Kansas gear. Because Dean Smith came from Kansas. Roy Williams got all his coaching experience at Kansas.
We've talked about this. The font is very pretty, and especially how they've brought it back.
Now that they went back to their real font, could you imagine Ohio State like making wholesale changes to their lettering, to like Script Ohio.
They did it to the sleeves.
To the block. Oh,
by the way.
Yeah, they did. They did something to the sleeves. But imagine like changing your lettering around completely.
People
especially when you have something as iconic.
They would riot.
Like you remember Paul, like you can have that vision of Rafe LaFrance, Paul Pierce, Heinrich Collison, that they call it the circus font.
Sure.
They just got rid of it for 17 years.
Can't do it.
They just brought it back 2 years ago. Finally, it was the dumbest move I've ever seen.
That was when Adidas was doing a bunch with their Adidas. With their brands and gear and everything.
I like Adidas, but man, if you lose Adidas and you're a Nike school, bad news.
Penn State?
Don't do that. Kansas elected to do that. Ohio State, don't ever get off on Nike. All right, go enjoy your hoodie.
Okay, I will. It's very comfortable.
It's a nice hoodie. I just don't know. I just don't know.
I'm here for it. Do what you like. Do what makes you happy.
Like we said.
Joshua, I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
What did we say earlier? Herbie goes to Michigan game.
Yeah.
He's wearing a Michigan shirt.
His son plays there.
His son plays there.
Kind of have to at that point, right?
Yeah. I'll allow See, for now Clark
you're,
Kellogg,
you're
but
bringing
not
up
Herbie.
If I'm a Carolina fan and I go and get a Duke shirt. That's a completely different conversation.
I didn't bring that up.
But you're saying if Herbie's wearing a Michigan shirt.
Well, yeah, because it's the. Yeah, but he has a family member that plays there. He has a son that plays there.
I would never get Duke.
If you have offspring that goes to Duke, you wouldn't do it? You didn't even go to North Carolina.
You would have to do it.
I think I would.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
You do it. You'd be good that way. Reimer, thank you. All right. As I said, we didn't do it there. Do it coming up here. A real life go to jail situation in order down in Cincinnati. Joshua Perry is in for the man. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
We've got an accident that's causing some holdup on Cleveland Avenue between Windsor Avenue and 15th Avenue. And there's a couple-minute delay on eastbound 33 between 270 and Hamilton Road on the East Outer Belt. This report is sponsored by Coda. Riding Coda is easier than ever now that you can pay with just a hop on Coda. And with a tap of your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, you're ready to ride. Learn more and move your way at coda.com/tap. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
What would it take for my child to only miss half a day of school for treatment?
What would it take to find a cure for childhood cancer?
It would take all of us to come together to support the research. Join us. Go to childrenscancer.org today.
Join Rothman and Ice every Thursday at 2:30 for Gold Jacket Thursday.
Presented by the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
A new Hall of Famer joins the show every week.
But not OJ, because he's dead and probably a murderer. The Fan.
Hello.
Oh, hello. I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Partly cloudy skies are expected here for tonight, as we'll see temperatures dropping down into the mid-30s here for the overnight hours. Could also see some patchy fog developing here overnight into tomorrow morning. And then on your Thursday, we are tracking mostly cloudy skies, but temperatures will be mild up into the mid-50s here for your Thursday afternoon. However, we are tracking some rain showers arriving here for Thursday night into Friday, but we are still looking at high temperatures up into the 60s with record highs expected here on Friday, with highs in the lower 60s before a big cool down here for the weekend. And that's a look at your 10 weather impact forecast. I'm meteorologist Aaron White here on 97.1 The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
A show you can feel deep down in your plums.
No! That is a bad place to touch. No. No, 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 no.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Look, I said coming up here at the top of the hour at 5 o'clock, we're going to open up our email bag. You got questions for our guy, Joshua Perry, whether that's about playing for a national championship Buckeye team, career as a broadcaster, anything at all. You throw that to goodcleanboy@gmail.com. Someone just hit us up on the conversation we were having, Blue Bloods. You're confusing Blue Blood with Dynasty. So to me and Reimer, who are stumping for UConn.
Yeah.
And I hear what you're saying. I think you can be both as well. And that's what I'm saying about them. You are both.
I just think the history has to, you almost have to be able to tell every portion of the sports history with that team included for them to be a Blue Blood in my mind.
And it is like we talk about the rules for these sort of thing that there aren't any. And that's why it's fun.
It's a fun debate
to lay it out there and decide what your rules are, because it does feel like it is a status that you can get away from. But I still, like, even as we talk about Indiana.
Yes.
And how Indiana right now, I don't think anybody is disputing it. They're much better at football than they are basketball.
Sure.
They've been turning over coaches left and right.
Right.
They can't make NCAA tournaments, but it's still Indiana.
Right.
Like, that feels like one where they'd have to suck for 50 more years
right.
to then not be a Blue Blood, because you won three natties and with Bob. You had Bobby Knight as your coach. That's a tough one to get away from for me, but I understand where you're, what you'd be pointing out about football versus basketball.
And I'll put the context using just that one school. Indiana could go 500 in basketball for the next 5 years, and they are still a Blue Blood in basketball. They could win the next five national titles in football, and they're not a Blue Blood in football. They're just not. It won't happen. They're not.
And the reason is because UConn did not just win the last five national championships.
No.
They've been winning national championships since the late 90s with Jim Calhoun. And they've been a major program since before. I mean, I don't know when Calhoun showed up there.
They're
late 80s, early 90s.
Definition of a new blood in my mind. That sustained success over a newer era of the sport. But they just don't have that trophy case history like a USC football does.
USC football
is like, nobody talks about them the way that they were back in the day. Their trophy case is as good as anybody's, and that's why they're Blue Blood.
I guess they're like, how long is long enough? I think 40 years if you've been doing it. I think we get a statute of limitations on that. I mean, I think with Duke too. I think Duke had some time way back in the days of yesteryear, but then it wasn't until Coach K came around that they started doing what they did.
Sure.
So it's an ongoing, interesting debate, but I am looking at this situation down in Cincinnati, switching gears to the NFL. So a real life go to jail is in order for cornerback Cam Taylor Britt. He is going to jail. He was sentenced to 5 days jail time for a driving incident. So a little detail on that. He reached a plea deal regarding charges from an incident on September 14th, he was facing misdemeanor charges of driving without a license and reckless driving. The ruling was delivered after a Hamilton County judge, Bernie Bouchard, declined to grant him community service following a court hearing. The reckless driving charge is a misdemeanor, punishable up to 30 days in jail, a $250 fine. That's not much for an NFL athlete, or a combination of both. So the verdict was delivered, and his attorney was trying to set a fixed date for him to serve the jail time.
Trying to pull the Sharon Moore.
Yeah, the judge said, that's a gift. The judge said the 5 days are a gift.
Yeah.
So 5 days instead of 30, he's doing them now.
Well,
and the judge said it'll be over soon enough.
How ballsy do you have to be like, okay, that's good. Now, can I tell you when I'm going to show up? Like, that is wild.
When did we get to pick
Sharon Moore?
Right, I know, but
it
like
was the pick the punishment.
We have this in the legal system too, and again, like you got good attorneys.
I mean, you can
make stuff happen.
Now, I get it, yeah. But
if
you never ask, it'll never happen.
Punishment?
Right? Like so your attorney should probably be pushing for all the things. So good on that lawyer for asking. That is also an insane thing if there was any expectation that it would be granted that they could just pick what day they go to jail.
I guess I don't know why this surprises us, because isn't this what we did to mom and dad from the time we learned how to talk? We're always trying to get out of things.
We're negotiating punishments.
Grounded
constantly.
For 1 week. Sure. What are you talking about? Like, can't have the car for a month. It's going to come back and hurt you, mom and dad.
Yeah, because
not
going to
have the
drop
car.
Me
you're
going
to have to be driving me around to my functions. Why don't we talk this through? How about I do the vacuuming for the next 2 weeks? You give me the car back this coming weekend. You're like, fine. Would you just stop yapping at me about it?
I mean,
and then you cave, right?
Can I ask a question here? Do you think that the reckless driving automatically goes with the driving without a license? Because to me, if you don't have the license, then that's automatically reckless.
This was definitely a combination. For the judge, I can tell you it was the combination of the two.
Yeah.
So that what he did, and again, I don't know if anyone saw any video or anything, the traffic cam stuff, but what he did is allegedly did a burnout.
Mm.
But he did the burnout on the wrong side of the road.
Okay, now that's where I would say...
Burnout's dumb. Have you ever been at one of those like cars and coffee
Absolutely.
Situations?
They've had him at the toy barn before.
A little fun.
A little fun with his friends.
I can't tell you how many wrecks I almost saw after I went to one of those car shows. It's like, geez, does anyone know how to drive the expensive car that they have?
He's always a jerk in a BMW too, by the way.
None of you know how to... peel out and stay on the road. Like, just stop doing it. And then there's all these innocent drivers that are just trying to go about their day, almost getting slammed into.
Yep.
So he does that wrong side of the road. Okay. This judge was not having it. There was another quote.
Wrong side of the road.
So the hearing Tuesday morning started initially without Taylor Britt.
Mm.
And his attorney told the judge that the cornerback was available on standby. And while a plea deal was on the verge of being reached, Taylor Britt had not officially received a valid license. And the judge said, "This is getting old." That's never a line you want to hear from your judge.
So
and you're not there.
I'll say this, is that judge displayed a lot of grace. Because I know in a lot of courtrooms, that type of behavior where it feels like you're wasting time of the magistrate, you're going to jail. Like, they're throwing you straight in jail for 30 days, like just off of wasting their time. So he actually kind of lucked out here.
Maybe this judge was a Bengals fan and had watched.
Now, if the judge was a
Cam
Bengals
Taylor
fan,
Britt play,
he'd have been like 30 days, 30 days. You guys stink. 30 days.
You play defense, right?
Yeah. That defense, 30 days.
That's been maybe our biggest issue. And I think there were some days where Cam Taylor Britt looked like he was going to be really good. And then the next day you'd watch him and it looked really bad. So the thing while we're talking about the Bengals that I just can't, I've read this statement like five times already.
Mm-hmm.
The one the other day from Mike Brown, while everything else is happening, I mean, you got the Baltimore Ravens are saying our guy,
not enough,
who won so many games,
Super Bowl.
We keep winning. Like, we're on the precipice of making the postseason. We're down to a playoff game this year after the rocky road we had and the rough start. They say, you know what, we gotta reset the planes here. Gotta get back to new standard. And then you got Mike Brown saying, we came into the season with high expectations, coming off of four straight winning seasons. I can't believe he even said it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And even framed it that we were coming off of four straight winning seasons when you've missed the postseason in the last two of those.
Well,
which you're talking about. With leaders in place that took us to a Super Bowl and two AFC championship games, we know the season has been frustrating and disappointing. The results fell short of our standards, and missing the playoffs again proves there's more work to do. Our focus is on building a team that can consistently compete at the highest level with the goal of winning championships. And after thoughtful consideration, I am confident that Duke Tobin and Zach Taylor are the right leaders to guide us forward. I know you are, Mike. I know you're confident. Actually, I don't believe you are. But I expected the statement. I don't even know what it would take for you to ever pull the trigger and make a move and make a decision. To me,
you're just wasting an expiring contract.
It's not even that big of a buyout.
It doesn't matter.
Wasting,
they don't spend on anything.
More time.
Yes.
Can you help me or help any Cincinnati fan
nope.
on what's going on there or why they should feel positive about the short-term future.
This is the problem is when the NFL sends you checks just because you own the team and the league had a good year. What is your motivation if you've been cheap and you have not pressed the gas on trying to be elite and you keep getting these checks? What's your motivation? Right? We talk about it with Major League Baseball and some of these teams that just don't spend and like they're whatever. We're going to figure it out. That this to me is that type of situation right there. When that story came out that they wouldn't even clear the stadium when it had snow in violation of league policy, by the way.
Meanwhile, you got the Buffalo Bills.
Like,
we talked about it last week.
What are
with
you
just
doing?
A sweet, cool tradition where you get to make $20 an hour. You get a hot meal and hot beverages. You get a commemorative shovel or a pair of gloves, whatever. I mean, come on.
What are you doing? And that to me, how you do one thing in that instance is how you do everything. So you don't even want to pay the crew to clear out the stadium. Like, of course you don't want to pay to fire a coach before their contract expires or to get a new GM. Of course you don't want to put the money into all the things that a professional practice facility probably needs to have and what the expectation is for a professional player in terms of what they walk into on a day-to-day basis. And then you get the results that you get because that's how you think about the thing that you own that you should try to make great.
Joshua, there's been so many former players that we've chatted with that have had, you know, brushes with the Cincinnati Bengals, either playing there or working out. Teddy, who was it? Was it Michael Bennett or somebody like that, our defensive tackle
I believe it was.
Friend?
Yes.
Who had a tryout, or I vaguely don't remember all the details, but cheapness was at the forefront.
Yeah,
and it was off-putting.
Yeah, they wanted to charge him for workout clothes or
is
something like
that. Is that what it was? Charging him for
something
shorts?
Like that, yeah. It was ridiculous. They were so cheap.
Brother.
Find some softies and get on with it.
I mean, for people who haven't ever been into one of these facilities, the equipment room in these facilities is thousands of square feet of inventory. Of shorts and t-shirts and all the different things. Give the damn a pair of shorts.
Nike has you.
You don't even have to give him a shirt. He can work out without the shirt on. Give him a pair of shorts. Like, what are we doing?
A jock strap and a pair
something.
Of shorts. Maybe some shoes.
Ugh.
You got a man's size. Give me double XLs and let's get on with it.
I played for a cheap ass organization like that. It is miserable, man. Like it's not a way to run a professional organization.
A tense situation is brewing in the Big Ten. It could get pretty wild. Talk about that in 2 minutes. Joshua Perry is in. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
You're going to hit a couple minutes slowdown on westbound 670 going from Grandview Avenue to I-70. We also have a slowdown on southbound 71 on that north side from 670 to East Broad Street. This report is sponsored by Mattress Firm. The once-a-year sale and clearance is here. Upgrade today with Mattress Firm's quality selection of top brands. Let their sleep experts find the perfect bed to help transform your nights. They make sleep easy. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
It's been a real journey since 2014 when I first had my injury. I realized that my home was just not working for me and that it was time to ask for help. Homestar Troops is really giving me my life back. The shower allows me to go in and turn around with my chair, pull down storage racks, automated door systems, hours of my morning given back to me. Adaptive sports are a huge part of my life, a huge part of my healing journey as well. Homestar Troops helped with making sure that I had a home gym so that I can continue to train. This past year, I was able to host Thanksgiving in my home. And it was the first time I was able to have my whole family in one place and I was able to contribute to the meal. There are a lot more veterans in need, and Homestar Troops is going to be there to help them too.
Homes for Our Troops builds and donates specially adapted custom homes nationwide for severely injured post-9/11 veterans and enables them to rebuild their lives. Join our mission at hfotusa.org.
Common Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
One of these men is on an extremely high dose of antidepressants. The other one should be. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Hey, your chance to ask us anything at all that you want, and we will discuss it live on the air coming up here at 5 o'clock. The Good Clean Email Bag. Hit us up, goodcleanboy@gmail.com. Good way to get in touch with us. And anything you want to ask a guy like Joshua Perry, who played for Ohio State, won that national championship. I've always wondered, kind of an example of maybe what could come at 5 o'clock. You accomplish something like that, how often do you find yourself thinking back on it?
I think back on the 2015 game against Michigan State, which was the last one I ever played in the horseshoe that we lost, more than I think about winning the title.
Oh, man.
That's just how my brain works, though.
That's too bad.
Yeah, it's a shame. I wake up twice a week in a cold sweat thinking about that
game. Are you serious?
Haunts me.
You...
I'm haunted by it.
That is a game that haunts many Ohio State fans. So I hope this makes you guys as fans feel a little bit better about that, to know that it still haunts one of the key players.
Haunts.
It matters that much. That was a brutal night.
It was miserable. It was awful.
Who was the quarterback for Michigan State that day?
I can't remember the kid's name. Connor Cook was all busted up. I think they were down to maybe their third guy.
They were, I believe.
A little bit of a nut job, by the way.
I believe it was a Damian Terry, if that rings a bell. I'm just shooting from the hip on that.
I couldn't tell you.
And I don't remember the name of the kicker, but he was air guitaring.
You don't have to remind me of that.
Yeah, he was. Did you have a look at that?
Have I?
I mean, did you see that in real time, or were you like head turned?
You know, a lot of the aftermath of that is a blur.
I can imagine. What did you do when you found out what Zeke had said? I'm sorry to keep asking questions about this, but you brought up the game. I'm sorry.
It's actually a good question. I was like, brother, I don't blame you.
Sure. Sure.
I mean, it's one of those things that we do where we ask players, especially after emotional tough losses like that, we ask them questions, and in the media, we'll get mad when we feel like a player is giving us a canned answer or like coach speak or whatever. And that was probably as honest of an answer as you would get from a player in the moment. And people were like, oh, he shouldn't have said that. I respect it.
It's a good point. It's a good point, because I am sure I have played both sides of that at different times in my past, where you want, which is why I'm a big fan of the movie Bull Durham, where Kevin Costner is telling Nuke Lelouch, Tim Robbins' character, exactly how to do post-game interviews.
Yeah.
It's just be boring, bland, say nothing,
do nothing, by the way,
just trying to help the ball
club. Is what I don't want athletes to do.
Right.
I want you to be measured, but I want you to be honest. I don't need you to be boring. And so I have found myself, when guys, especially in the post game situation, say something that maybe you wouldn't want them to say if you were the coach or the GM, I kind of defend that because I value the honesty of the commentary.
Sure. And then again, it's all part of it. It's then the coach's job to have a conversation and say, that's not what we're trying to do.
Listen, man,
you're passionate about it, but you don't call out coaches.
Right.
And you know what? If you have enough clout, you'll be okay.
Sure.
You'll get a little punishment, and then you move on from it.
Be all right.
That's sports. You just got to, you know, live and learn from it. But that was a crazy night. What about the championship hardware? Is that in a place where you gaze upon it from time to time? Would you ever wear a championship ring?
I've worn it in the past. I almost refuse to. It's so gaudy, and like, what's an appropriate scenario to wear? Like, if I'm doing an appearance that's like very Ohio State centric, it might make sense. I don't often. I have a bookcase in my basement set up where I create content, and that's where I keep most of my things. It's just right there in the background.
Because the look of it.
It makes a nice
it's
backdrop.
It's a good backdrop.
So I sent an email to the college football playoff, and nobody has emailed me back. But in the NFL, when you win a Super Bowl, they give you a replica Lombardi. And so that's something that guys who I know that have won Super Bowls have as a part of their setup for when they do podcast appearances and different things. I would like to get a replica college football playoff trophy to put in my office to have on my shelf.
They can't even email you back to say no?
I haven't gotten an email back.
Ghosted?
Ghosted. I'm glad we had this convo because I got to follow up.
Who's the Mr. Hankey or whoever that's at the top of the college football playoff right now?
I have no idea. It went to one of those like generic CFP accounts too. And so I'm going to the national championship game.
We got
to
get you an app. I'm going
to the
address.
National championship game this year. I'm going to approach somebody in person and ask them about it.
Does Rich Clark ring a bell? Yeah, I feel like I had him on the Buckeye show last year or so.
I saw him at Media
Days
this
summer.
Rich
Clark is a fine American.
Yeah, he is.
He's a retired United States Air Force Lieutenant
General.
It's a
good headshot too. He's got the look.
He's a Lou.
He's got the look.
We can't have this stand.
No, so I'm going to talk to somebody about it.
Get the man a replica trophy.
I said I would pay for it too. That's the other part. Yeah, I'm not asking for anything for free. I'd pay for it.
It's like with the helmets, right? If you want to get a helmet, you got to pay.
I want it.
If you want your like official helmet from a season with a team,
yes,
you got to pay like the full blown Rydell,
which is
$529 bucks, whatever it
costs. It's something I find value in, so I would pay the money for it.
All right, so this story here, as we're keeping it college football, Damon Williams at Washington. He doesn't want to be at Washington anymore.
I guess not.
But he just said, I want to be at Washington more, and now not. So he apparently signed an NIL deal, which I don't take any of this stuff. They're telling us, and there's some that believe that Coach Fitch out there is going to try to make this as much of a nightmare as he can. I don't know if that's about being petty or proving a point or if he really firmly believes in it or some mixture of all three of those.
Probably.
But Lane Kiffin seems to be involved in this and throwing a big fat number at Damon Williams, who we saw him at Ohio State, had a pretty good defensive performance against a guy that has a lot of promise as a quarterback, as a dual threat guy. And that's where we are right now, where Washington is going to look down the road, the legal avenues of can we enforce how he signed this deal and not even let him go into the portal.
So I'll start by saying this. The article in The Athletic that I read about this morning said that Jed Fish and Damon Williams are represented by the same agent at Wasserman. So that has to be hell for whoever that agent is. That is insane. So just file that where you want to file that.
Yeah, where do you even go from there?
So I talked to some people in the legal field, a guy who's a very close friend of mine who actually works in the name, image, and likeness space with student athletes. And I've asked some other folks about this. So Ross Dellinger from Yahoo put out a great kind of breakdown of what's gone on here. Damon Williams signed an NIL agreement with Washington, and the agreement that they use is the paperwork that the Big Ten sends to all of the member schools for these NIL deals. Now, what the NIL contract is paying for is the university's ability to market Damon Williams' name, image, and likeness. This is not an employment contract. Mm-mm. Employment law does not apply to this for anybody who's saying, oh, well, you signed a deal, you got to show up to work. That's not how it goes. So what Washington is trying to do now is they're not signing off on him going into the transfer portal. They won't do it. And they're trying to say that if he leaves, there's liquidated damages, which aren't punitive. It's just, you know, hey, you owe us this, whatever. And they're saying if he leaves, he can't take his name, image, and likeness with him. It's not portable.
Oh, yes, I can.
That Washington is the only school since he signed that deal that can market his name, image, and likeness. Companies can, but no other university can. Do you think a court is going to look at a kid and tell him that he can't bring his name, image, and likeness to a new school?
No.
That's number one.
Part of how we all got started, I think it was some like no-name Purdue football player who, like you, was trying to get into real estate.
Yeah.
You did real estate and have your license. And he was doing it while he was a student. And they said, no, you can't. You play you play football at Purdue, you can't have your face out there. He's
like, we own that.
But I'm me.
No.
I'm doing it. I put my face on my sign.
So that's number one, is I don't know how they're going to enforce that. Part of this is figuring out what in these contracts is enforceable. The second thing is, I don't think the court is going to tell this kid that he can't transfer. Washington might not put him in the transfer portal. We watched a kid leave Wisconsin, just disenroll from the university and enroll at Miami without getting into the portal. He just left one school, withdrew, transferred all of his stuff over, and was playing for the next one without ever getting in the portal. I think the big deal here is Washington knows that they have to try to make a stand on behalf of the institutional side of this because it's gone too far. But there is a legitimate question when it comes to the legal aspect of these contracts, is, are they enforceable at all? And if so, what portions can you actually enforce?
You're right. I think there's two parts of it for me. It's really annoying, and I think there's a lot of people that don't like it the way that it's going. But even with the payments I think are just, you get to that year and you get paid. But it's not a employment contract
right,
that restricts you from then going somewhere else when that year is done. So we can keep talking about this too, because there's another situation where we just get in the discussion of the modern player
right
now that I want to bring you in on, because I've been pretty upset about it, a specific situation
in
college sports right now. That is coming up. He's Joshua Perry in for Common Man. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
Things are moving a bit slow on eastbound 270 on that north outer belt from 315 to US 23. And you should watch out for an accident that's on the right shoulder of eastbound 670 at Cleveland Avenue. Police are on scene there, causing some extra holdup. This report is sponsored by BHM CPA Group. Tax season made simple. Thousands trust BHM CPA Group for accurate, affordable, IRS-compliant 1040 filing. File today and maximize your return at bhmcpagroup.com. Because BHM CPA Group simplifies the complex. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Only there was a radio show that constantly talked about Ohio State athletics. Well, good news. It's real, baby. The Buckeye Show.
Weeknights at 6.
Proud to be your flagship home of the Buckeyes. The Fan. Ohio's sports destination.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Cosby Heating and Cooling and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Timmy has more jiggling silicone in his Instagram feed than Sydney Sweeney riding a mechanical bull. This is Common Man and Timmy.
I like that one. That one gets me. Joshua Perry is in for Common Man. Speaking of that, we were just talking about this in the break. Sydney, I guess, is taking a lot of flack again because she posed nude for like W Magazine or something. She's all just painted gold or whatever. And, you know, half the internet's like, oh, that's great, beautiful, and power. And then the other half is like, oh, Sydney, you make me sick.
Put
going back
on
to your Abercrombie ad or whatever the Not Abercrombie, the other one.
American Eagle?
There it is, yeah. The AE, all that, where she just became a Nazi overnight, so people hating on her there. But the idea of what we can have available on our phones, anyone of any age, at any point in time, I'm thinking about asking old Grok here on Twitter to do something to your photo slide. Hey, Grok, could you remove the Joshua Perry shorts?
No.
He's gonna do it.
Grok,
show me Joshua Perry in just the compression shorts.
Better not.
He'll say, okie dokie.
Here's the issue that I find with social media. So Instagram, you scroll through, and there are half-naked people everywhere. But Instagram, you can't be full naked. Every once in a while, you see something that doesn't get reported.
It's almost better because it leaves something up to the imagination. Okay.
Here's what I was getting
something.
To. Is every once in a while, I'll be scrolling through my Twitter, and legitimate pornography will get retweeted onto my timeline. And
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's from one of those like meme accounts that switches over ownership at some point that I've been following since I was probably in college. And now all of the content that they like to promote is naked people. And it is so jarring to just be like reading a college football thing. And then a few scrolls later, ass shaken on the timeline. What, like, we got to get control of this.
It's a lot of jiggling aces out there. That's what it is. Great band and everything going on at one point in time, my Instagram account. I'm trying to clean it up. Trying to get it cleaned up. Because I want to be good and clean.
Good and clean.
But it's hard. It's hard.
Good,
it's hard
clean
to
boy.
Get it, it's hard to get it all flushed out. It's Stranger Things had taken over there for a minute. I don't know where the comedy is gone. I've never stopped loving comedy. So, if you want to just show me Sebastian Maniscalco mannerisms and him just dancing and hopping all over the stage, do it.
Search it on Instagram, the type of comedy that you want. Then when you come across a video that you like the video, and then...
Oh, I like.
Right.
I try to comment every now and then, too, with all the people.
Press. Let me... I'll do this while I'm here with you.
The long press, good night.
It's three dots. And then there's a bar that pops up that says interested. And you can click that and tell the algorithm what to put in there for you. So, like, go over to the reel section.
Yeah.
On the side where the options, there's the three dots.
I'm not that bad. I got NPR. But my first thing, okay.
If you ever want to manipulate.
No jiggling ace.
Right. Or if you get to a point where there are too many booties in the timeline, you click the three dots and click not interested, and then it'll take the butts out.
Okay. Hey, you know what? Oh, there's Joe Burrow's ass, and that's Orlando Brown's ass as Myles Garrett is burning him. I'm like 10 posts deep here. We had NPR, Carly Ursay Gordon yammering about the Colts.
Yammering.
I got Austin and Beam here on the Buckeye Show.
How about it?
I got a nice pro standard Colts jacket. I mean, isn't this? Look at the jacket that I'm wearing right now. How do you think I got this on? I got the Orioles Christmas gift to myself. I got Ethan Hawke. I got Adam Jardy, Buckeye Hoops, wearing an Oasis t-shirt. I got free ribeyes for a year. I got some band. I'm getting better. I'm getting better. But my point of the matter there is you got that. But when I go to watch Back to the Future, the actual movie, when I got home from the show last night, and the only option available is on AMC, and you're going to tell me that with everything that we've got from a lack of censorship standpoint, and on an AMC, which is a cable network, they brought the movie and it's housed there for YouTube TVs, a video on demand. And the two S-bombs in the movie, I can't get Doc Brown saying, when this baby hits 88, you're going to see some serious, They have to change that to stuff. What are we doing? What world are we living in? There's no point of the matter. So
what a time. The
other guy that I didn't know if you'd followed this story at all, when we talk about the modern player today, is Darren Peterson for Kansas.
Yep.
The star, five-star guy, Northern Ohio kid. And if you talk to any KU basketball fan, the way that this has gone all season with his hamstring,
he cramps up.
They had the huge loss against Central Florida, which was big, and he didn't play at all in the last 11 minutes. And Bill Self seems to be protective anytime he talks about this, but it's been a lot of family this, family that. They want him to be 100%. They want him to be feeling totally better before he comes back. And I kind of agree with it. That's my Bill Self. And then they get the win last night, which is big. He played huge, but he doesn't even appear in the overtime.
No. He was able to, what did he say?
Strange.
What did Self say? He was able to gut it out for 5 seconds.
Yes.
And then he started cramping up again.
And then he said, he said, get me out.
Yeah.
Get me out. I can't do the overtime. What are we not paying for overtime?
No,
it's just regular.
They're not.
30 minutes of action. That's all we're paying for.
He literally will be like, y'all, if y'all want overtime, I know it's not pay for play, but if y'all want overtime, I need a bigger NIL package.
It's
right. Like, this is where we're at.
People don't know. Like my joke, me and my buddies have a little chat thread when we talk KUB ball. And after we're done, kind of, it was very negative about like where our thoughts are with Peterson and how this is going. A brilliant player, obviously a brilliant player, but it's the other stuff. I'm like, well, he's practicing load management to get ready for the league that shines a light on load management.
Oh, man.
If this is what they're doing in the NBA, then why shouldn't you start doing it as a college player? It kind of proves the point. Like, well, you're going to play 68, 69 games there next year. And if you're not feeling well, you got a rolled ankle, maybe not quite good to go, you just take the night off.
As much as college football is trying to do things to piss me off right now, basketball as a whole, with guys playing G League and playing professionally overseas, coming over here, getting eligibility in the college game.
That's a lot, man.
And I was never one to whine too much about load management until it became too big of a thing. And now I'm just like, at what point? Because I can't invest myself into that if I know my favorite player is not going to play.
Darren,
what are we doing?
I got it. You're protecting your number one or number two overall draft status. I got it loud and clear. Understood. All right, time to open up our good, clean email bag. goodcleanboy@gmail.com. Your chance to ask us anything. Reading some of those next. Joshua Perry is in. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
There's an accident involving a semi on northbound 71 on the north side at 5th Avenue that's causing some delay there. We also have a 5-minute delay on southbound 315 from 670 to Town Street. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
We can do more.
Enough already. We can find a cure.
Enough already.
We can do better for our kids.
Enough already. We are relying on you.
We can come together to support Children's Cancer Research Fund, a national nonprofit dedicated to ending childhood cancer that is on the front line of breakthroughs. Because
it's enough already.
Go to childrenscancer.org today.
Hey, it's Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Child is sick. With those four words, the innocence and joy of childhood disappears. But Starlight has taught us four other words that make all the difference. The power of play. Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation delivers happiness through gaming, toy deliveries, and more to hospitals across the country. Learn more at starlight.org.
If your garage door...
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
13-year NFL veteran and Super Bowl champion Jason McCourty here, and I'm an innovation ambassador at FAIR, Food Allergy and Research Education. I would say the most challenging thing as a parent of a kid who has a food allergy is probably the ignorance that I myself had in the beginning. I didn't know what anaphylactic shock was. I didn't know the dangers, let alone the things that she needed to be able to have a normal life. When you go to drop your kid off, and every single time in the beginning, we'd have to go through everything she was allergic to. Preparation is everything. And me, for playing football for 13 years, it was all throughout the course of the week, is getting ready for game day. When you're on the field, you're playing for your fans. At home, you're playing for your family. My playbook: read labels, keep it allergy friendly, and have an epinephrine nasal spray as a backup plan. Because when my family's safe from food allergens, that's the real victory. Visit foodallergy.org to learn more.
I thought mixing bleach with my floor cleaner would take the stain out.
When my youngest ate the dog's medicine, that was a new one.
I was trying to protect my garden, but I accidentally sprayed myself with pesticide.
So I called 1-800-222-1222, the poison helpline.
A poison expert helped me figure out what to do next.
I was connected to someone who spoke Spanish.
They answered my questions.
It was free.
It was confidential.
It was real help in real time.
Keep the poison experts in your pocket. 1-800-222-1222.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Jacob Reimer. After 1 year at Alabama and two seasons here in Columbus, Ohio State safety Caleb Downs has officially declared for the NFL draft. Downs was named SEC Freshman of the Year and earned SEC First Team honors at Alabama. He was a two-time First Team Big Ten and a two-time unanimous All-American here in Columbus. Downs is projected to be a top pick in the draft this April. In addition, from the transfer portal for Ohio State, they've landed a commitment from former UTSA wide receiver Devin McEwen. Through three seasons, McEwen has totaled 152 receptions for 1,696 yards and 16 touchdowns. Ohio State basketball: Jake Diebler announced today that forward Brandon Knoll is out indefinitely with a foot injury that he suffered in the loss to Nebraska. The Buckeyes take on Oregon tomorrow night at 10:30. And the 19th-ranked Ohio State women's basketball team is on the road tonight, taking on Illinois. Tyler Danberg has the call over on The Fan 2 starting at 6:45. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
11.5. That's not the Buckeye football over-under win total. That's the amount of times Common Man wipes his crack. I'll take the over.
Oh, what's that smell?
You're listening to Man and Timmy.
No Common Man today. He's going to be back with us tomorrow and for the rest of the week. That'll be awesome, but it's been really fun hanging out with our guy Joshua Perry for the last couple of days. Thanks for doing it, man.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Fun hour coming up here. We have asked you guys to submit some notes to our email account, our good, clean email account, if you still want to do that, because we can sprinkle in some in the next segment and in the last segment of the 5 o'clock hour as well. So we won't put a complete stop to that. Goodcleanboy@gmail.com. Anything goes. This is one of these. Look, it's a Wednesday in January, and wherever you want to go with it. I mean, what were we talking about last segment? A topic as old as time, trying to clean up our Instagram accounts. And just as we were in the break, I almost like couldn't say no. You're telling me like what to press, and I'm like, what if I am interested for science? If I need to just let it breathe over here?
This is the problem. This is the problem.
I'm trying, and then I just might not be strong enough at the end of the day. The worst thing is when you open up the phone and then something pops up and your wife is sitting right next to you. And even though you're completely comfortable with each other and it's totally fine, you just have like a knee jerk reaction to just like swipe it up.
I'm like, I don't know how that got there.
And she sees it out of the corner. She doesn't even need to see it.
I don't watch this.
She senses it.
Oh, they don't have to see it. They know.
Don't even have to see it.
They can smell it.
Whose ass is that? Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It just appeared there. I didn't do anything. Here was one. Someone, I actually start with one on the YouTube chat because it's the last one on our thing here, and it got me. And Huckleberry Grin says, does Timmy remember the Skins team with Lachey, Biner, and Rippin that won the Super Bowl in 91? I think he'd have been about 7 or 8. Ho, ho! Scratching me where I itch. I actually watched the 30-minute review on that one. It was housed on YouTube under some account. And it was really cool because the offense got the intros. You know, only one side of the ball gets the honor of getting to run out of the tunnel
right.
for each team. That was the Buffalo Bills, Washington Redskins back in the day. And Lachey was one of the hogs at the
Amazing.
Time. And he ran out of the tunnel and they, you know, read his name, the Ohio State University. That game was played at the Hubert Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis. So cold weather Super Bowl, but I've always said that team probably won't get the recognition that it truly deserves. I think it's a top five all-time NFL team.
Oh.
That year's Washington Redskins,
what was
just because they were 14-2.
Ooh,
and I even feel like the games that they lost were kind of throwaway games.
Yeah.
That they maybe messed around, played around a little bit, and they didn't need them.
Right.
Like with where they were in the NFC and being the NFC East champs. But you're talking about one of the best offensive lines in the history of football. I mean, those guys were so good they had their own nickname. And
nicknaming an offensive line. I mean,
I thought they should have gone back to the O line with the Hogs for the name of the team when they were rebranding all these different times.
I like
Red Hogs. What could have been the name of the franchise?
I was a fan of the football team.
Over the, you know what? If it was that or the Commanders,
they messed it up.
I'm with you.
Yeah,
but I would have preferred something that kind of honored them. But you had Art Monk, one of the greatest wide receivers in that era. You had Darryl Green, who is one of my favorite players growing up, and that was very, very cool for me. One of the only times I've had somebody autograph something for me, like since I kind of started doing this post college years,
right?
Was I had Lachey after I'd gotten my feet wet. I had an office hat that was one of those old like Reebok. I'd have to show you the design,
yeah,
because you know there's an official design every year, like for the on-field cap.
Right.
This year they have the ones with that very teeny tiny logo on it that New Era has. And Jim signed that one for me, and he actually wrote Hogs number 79 on the hat.
Love that.
So that's cool. But no, thank you for asking. That was a team that I'm very, very fond of. So we go to some of the email questions. Let's see. James says, my guys.
That crap is fire. I'm talking serious fire.
For Joshua, who is your favorite player on and off the field from your playing days at Ohio State?
Like favorite as in a teammate?
That's all it says. So I guess you can blend it however you want.
All right. So this is a tough one. It's kind of like, you know, you're not supposed to say who your favorite child is. I think people kind of pick them, but you don't really. So Braxton Miller, I think, doesn't get enough credit for what he was to Ohio State at the time, because his freshman year, basically he's like, you know, throwaway season for Ohio State in 2011.
Right.
So
a lot of one possession games.
Yeah. And thrown into the fire and just like kind of, you know, learn as you go, and had to withstand that. And then through the transition was a big reason why we went 12-0. And then the next year we went 12-0 once again. He got banged up at the end of the year. And he was rehabbing, and we create this grand story while he's on the sideline trying to heal himself. In 2015, he comes back and he switches positions because he's a selfless guy and they've got it figured out at quarterback. And he's like, I can go help the team in a different way. And I feel like we don't talk about it the way that we need to. So I'm going to go with Braxton.
Yeah, no, that's
phenomenal.
Everything you said.
Yeah.
Just a true X factor. Amazing athlete. You hear stories of people that played high school football that kind of had their day being on the field with him and how embarrassing it was.
He's different. He's like watching a video game up close. And then in terms of our linebacker room was about as close of a room as you would have found at the time. So those were all just my guys generally.
Just the linebackers.
Period.
Just off the field, just meals together.
We would run
walking
together.
Tall on High Street.
Oh yeah.
A lot of that. Did you really walk on High Street?
I wasn't a big High Street guy.
after a big win, is that just a made-up thing?
There were some guys who maybe spent a little bit too much time on High Street. I wasn't a High Street guy.
I got another one here. Again, you can email goodcleanboy@gmail.com. Philip chimes in, my guys.
These are load-bearing walls. They're not going to come down.
For you, tell us about your Sports Illustrated cover. Don't leave anything out.
There's not really a lot of story there. So it's an interesting one because I feel like I was an odd pick to ever be on the cover of a Sports Illustrated.
Was this like a shoot or was it just an action shot?
No, this was a shoot. They did it at the Woody. Okay. So the year after we win the title, they have their preview magazines that come out. And so I believe they did regional covers. So they had a South one, a West Coast one, whatever. And obviously, they picked us as champions to do it. So it's Joey Bosa, which makes a lot of sense, right? Top five NFL draft pick, like, you know, huge name that people would know, made some phenomenal plays. And then it's this guy, Joshua Perry, which we mentioned the stats were good, but like certainly not the biggest name on offense or defense or whatever that you could have picked to do that. And I'm convinced the reason why I got the opportunity to do the cover shoot was because anytime Jerry Emig would ask me to do media when I was at Ohio State, I would do it and I wouldn't complain. And I think he was doing this as a reward to me for not being a headache to him.
What's wrong with that?
Because he had the final say.
And what's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great tiebreaker to have. You are a good enough player.
Listen.
Respected player. Dude, important to the team. A starter.
That is one of the keepsakes that I am like most, I wouldn't say proud of, but like most excited that I have, because not a lot of people can say that they've ever been on the cover of
a
magazine.
I like it. That's cool. It's a good cover.
Thought it was good.
I'm sure I saw it and we talked about it. I couldn't quite from my memory tell if that was just a shot that they pulled from a still image from a game.
That was,
threw it on there. Cause yeah, you saying the thing about regional covers. Yeah. I feel like they did that with some video game covers.
Yeah, they did
as well. Or did like some mock-ups for EA.
Like I think Dak video Prescott games. Might have been on the same year for the one for the South.
Okay. All right. More coming up. goodcleanboy@gmail.com. That's the email account. If you got some questions here for the rest of the show, also never underestimate the power you have as a fan. Going to give you a great example of that next. Joshua Perry is in. It's Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
There's a 5-minute slowdown on westbound 270 on the north outer belt from 161 to Cleveland Avenue. We also have a 5-minute holdup on northbound 71 on the north side from 670 to 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Compassion International. Compassion sponsorship means food, healthcare, education, and most of all, being known, loved, and protected. There are thousands of kids waiting over a year, and their wait. Sponsor a child with compassion today. Text the word radio to 83393. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The old days when people lived to be 40, you only had one option for listening to your favorite show. But now, ooh, baby, radio, podcast, the Fan app, and YouTube, ooh, just to name a few, live or on demand. You have no excuses. The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I am a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We are tracking partly cloudy skies here for tonight with temperatures dropping down into the mid-30s. There also will be some patchy fog developing here overnight into tomorrow morning. And then for your Thursday, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies, but it will be mild with highs in the 50s here for the afternoon. And then we're all the way up to the 60s here on Friday. Record high temperatures are likely here across central Ohio. However, we are tracking some rain showers arriving Thursday night into Friday, with some rain showers still lingering into Saturday. However, we're looking colder with highs only in the 30s on Sunday. And that's a look at your 10 weather impact forecast. I'm meteorologist Aaron White here on 97.1 The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Booing is one of the great joys of fandom. You boo bad. You boo lazy.
Your boos mean nothing. I've seen what makes you cheer.
You boo undisciplined. But you must always boo cocky.
Ew, and boo. This kind of thing is getting out of hand with you, too. Y'all are an official warning.
Here's Man and Timmy.
Man is out today. Our guy, Joshua Perry, hanging out with us. Panama Ted back there. Quiet day, Teddy. Quiet day out of you. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Mike. Still doing good.
Well, are you good back there?
We've actually had a little surprise.
Are we good? Has the YouTube stream been kind of on again, off again?
Yeah, it's rolling right now.
Born again now?
At the moment, yes.
Okay.
For now, it's good. But we were touch and go for a while there.
Just keep refreshing everybody.
Yeah.
And it will come back.
Yes.
All right. You need some snacks?
I have plenty of snacks.
You do?
Yeah. I showed you earlier. I had my little snack drawer.
What kind of snacks you got?
I get a bunch of Oreos in there, actually. Little individual packages of like 4 Oreos.
Okay. Yeah, you actually had like 6 packs of Oreos.
6 or 7.
So
okay, all right. This is second day.
No, right? No.
You did it, and now Teddy, you've done it? Oh, my goodness. I just set him up.
Yeah. We are chopped. We are done. Say the show's cooked.
Yeah.
I'd say you go hit up that Oreo drawer. Get some of those puppies out there. You can't wait till tomorrow because they're not double stuff. You'll get shamed.
Yeah.
Mike won't have that.
Because it
doesn't
true.
Eat the skinny ones.
No,
they're not skinny. Yeah. They're just regular. Well,
I think they have the thins now. I was just talking. The regular ones are skinny, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, they have thins.
I know. I realized that after I said it.
You call regular ones skinny?
Well, they're skinny. The thins are thins, but the regular ones, there's nothing in there.
But there's not much there.
Eat a regular Oreo, right?
I don't really eat Oreos.
Okay, but if you ate Oreos,
I would get a double stuff. If I was going to eat an Oreo, I would eat a double.
Well, I understand that, but do we have to get double stuff every single time we go to the store?
Well, I don't get them every time. But if I am going to get them, I'm getting the double stuff.
Yeah, I'm digging myself a hole.
You are.
Yeah, you have to have the double stuff.
But you have regular Oreos.
I know, but I didn't go purchase them. So.
Oh, because you're stealing them.
Yeah, from my mom.
I guess that's
the buck.
I guess that's what I'm saying. I'll eat an Oreo. It's fine. Like if there's no double stuff available, I'll take a regular Oreo.
I'll go this far. If there's not a double stuff available, I don't think I'm going to waste the calories.
Okay.
There it is. And you know what? Mike agrees with you.
Yeah.
He's not going to mess around with a regular Oreo.
That sounds about right with him.
There's other items though. And we talked about this before, that we wish would at least have the option to have more stuff in them. Like we're talking about Nutter Butters.
Yeah.
So Teddy's mom always has Oreos and they're the like travel pack.
Yeah.
So he steals them from his mom when he goes over to her place and then he brings them apparently to his drawer at work, which I'd never seen before today. So now he's been holding out on us.
Yes.
My mother-in-law always had Nutter Butters.
Okay.
In her cabinet. A perfectly fine cookie. Delicious.
I'm allergic, but
allergic to like peanuts, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So you can't experience the joy of that.
But I've seen people eat them.
It's a delicious, cookie.
Yeah.
And I don't know why we can't have more of the filling on one of those.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
Unless they've done that under my nose.
Yeah. A little double stuffed.
Yeah.
Nutter Butters. Yeah.
Or like the classic wafer cookies.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's not
cream.
It's not really a cookie, the wafer.
Yeah,
it's a wafer. Just those wafers, the cream wafers. Those are delicious.
Yeah.
And those feel like you're just eating air.
Yeah, true.
Like no calories at all with those.
More cream.
Yeah. Trying to find you a double stuff.
More cream, more
nutter
filling.
Butter over here.
And they have mega stuff Oreos too.
Brother, yeah. They got double nutty Nutter Butters.
They have it already?
Yes.
Of course they
have. Good job, guys. Yes. Good job.
Nicely done.
All right. So if you ever miss anything on this fine show, if you get to it late, maybe you're trying to watch on YouTube and it was on and off again, just be sure to go and download and subscribe to the Common Man and Timmy podcast. It's available anywhere you get your audio, and it is completely free, and it's brought to you by our good friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Something we, Mike and I have talked a lot about on the show is we're not big fans when franchises turn and burn from a city. Like, you got drafted by a team that was going through this, and that's a huge thing. We both found it kind of rough how the Chargers left San Diego and then went right back to do some training camp practices in San Diego.
Sure.
After we've left the city, but we're an hour and a half, 2 hours up the road in LA now. You know where to find us. But we prefer to have the logos and the branding left behind so that if there's going to be another franchise that goes on, the Cleveland Browns can have their colors, the name, and restore some semblance of what that history and tradition was when they pick up and go again. Now, where the power of the fan comes in is, have you seen what's going on with the A's?
Following it loosely, but man. These people are doing a great job.
So the A's are making their way to Las Vegas,
crazy,
obviously. But the United States Patent and Trademark Office, the USPTO, has again denied the team's request to trademark both Las Vegas Athletics and Vegas Athletics. Mm. And the relocation is planned for 2028. Multiple reports. Now, what has then come out about this is that it's a fan-backed A's bar, mm-hmm. a fan group, are the ones that signed up for this trademark.
Good for them.
To make it difficult for the A's to go and do this now. Now, I'm sure because they're a Major League Baseball team, they'll have the backing, they'll have the legal fees. These guys might get a payday.
Sure.
Then it might become a little bit tough because they're the guys that are putting their foot down and trying to not let this happen or make things tough. We want to see you change the name of your team because we thought of this before you did. We were ahead of you guys, the franchise, on moving to the city that you wanted to move to. Pretty brilliant stuff and an incredible move by them.
It's one of the most interesting things that happens. And I understand where, if you're the A's, you don't apply for the trademark before people publicly know you're moving, because these things are, you can look up trademarks, right? And like, people snoop for this kind of stuff. But the moment it becomes public that this is even a thought process for you, you go ahead and protect the marks. And the idea that time and time again, we see these situations where now they might have to pay some people at a bar because they didn't do their due diligence is amazing to me. Number one. Number two, I feel like fans should continue to use their powers. Do this kind of stuff.
However you can. And
do this kind of stuff.
It's not just this, but you can speak loudly. You know that if you don't like the product that is on the field, there's always that option of not going to those games.
I tell people,
and showing the owners how you really feel.
The time. Ask with the Bengals and the Browns. I'm like, why are you guys fans of these teams? It's like, oh, it's because I'm from here. No, you have agency. You have free will. You can make decisions. You don't have to be a fan. Go be a fan of the best teams. They'll call you a bandwagoner. No, go be a fan and then tell the owner of your team, if you want me back, become good. And so I'm here with you. Like, you use your dollars wisely to dictate how you want these people to behave.
The fan group is called Last Dive Bar. The Bay Area news station KRON4 reported this, and they had a little video that was floating around social media giving some backing on this, on what they did. He said, we said, let's file for it. Brian Johansson of the Last Dive Bar. So we filed a new application. It got accepted, and now it's processing. So Last Dive Bar is, hopefully within 5 months, will be the owners of the Las Vegas Athletics.
That's so good.
And they have, I guess, like, you talk to some of the legal experts. Well, what ground would you have to keep this, you know, from an entity like a Major League Baseball team really needs it? They're going to be making massive amounts of cash, and there's exposure on this. They have a t-shirt.
Right.
They've got a t-shirt on their bar website.
Say, hey, listen, I'm making money. Yeah. I've got to protect my brand and my marks.
They got products.
What are you talking about?
That was a smart move. Creating some products for the name that they filed.
I'm here for it. I'm here for all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, whatever you can do to make life miserable on the formerly Oakland A's, who always were the cheapest team in baseball anyway. I mean, my God.
And now they're going to be in the middle of the strip.
Things were just oozing from O.co Coliseum. Place was just leaking poo and
they said
pee everywhere.
In the broadcast booth. You'd get hit with fluids. Stuff. Fluids.
Yeah, not the good kind.
We don't know what kind.
I think we do.
Oh, boy.
Sewage.
Yikes.
Bad. All right. The Jackets. Hey, they're
playing.
They're doing all right, aren't they?
They're competing.
they're playing their hockey games.
Yeah, they are.
And they're trying, but just not in the third period. We're going to do some name dropping with Jeff Rimmer, talk a little Jackets in 2 minutes. Joshua Perry is here. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
You're going to hit some slowdown due to an accident if you're on westbound 270 on the north outer belt between 315 and Sawmill Road. We've got a vehicle facing the wrong way. And there's a couple minute delay on northbound 270 on the west outer belt between Tuttle Crossing Boulevard and 33. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Ben and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Broadcasting live from Shady Acres Retirement Village. It's Name Dropping with Jeff Rimmer.
Sponsored by Byers Imports, Hamilton Road by the airport.
Name Dropping with Jeff Rimmer. No man today, but Jeff, no worries. We got our linebacker friend, Joshua Perry, is going to talk some hockey with us here today. How are you doing, Jeff? Good week so far?
It's been a great week. I'm actually here on the other coast of Florida, visiting Naples this week and spending some time with my great friend, John Davidson here. Dinner last night, heading out on a boat tomorrow out into the Gulf, and likely have dinner Friday and Saturday as well.
All right, so do you guys talk a lot of hockey these days when you're hanging out, or do you just sort of leave that off to the side? I mean, you two have both had long, illustrious careers associated with the sport. Is it more golf, other topics, or can you even help yourselves from talking a little Jackets?
Well, Timmy, not only do we talk Blue Jackets, but we watched the game Sunday, as disappointing as it was, against the Penguins. As for last night's game, as I said, we had dinner earlier so we could watch the game start at 10 o'clock, and we watched it from where we're staying, and of course, John watched from his home, and we certainly discussed it at length today.
How about it, though, when Alexander Wenberg is part of the problem in your game, you're still paying that guy. He looks pretty good. I mean, he had ups and downs when he was with the Jackets, but what did you think of his performance last night and how that led to a win for the Sharks?
Well, again, Timmy, it's been a few years since Obviously, Wenberg, who was a first-round draft pick, has been a member of the Blue Jackets. But this is the last year that he's being paid some $800,000. You and I would like to have that in our back pocket. Ooh. But I've got to say, in addition to last night's game, he has been playing superbly. He has been playing lights out. In fact, his play this season has resulted here in just the last week or so, him securing a new 3-year contract with the San Jose Sharks for better than $6 million a year, better than $18 million over the next 3 years starting next season. So he has just had a flat-out outstanding season. And, of course, last night was no different with a solid performance against his former team.
All right, Rimmer, last night we saw Olivier and Reeves square up and kind of like a more old-school type of fight out there on the ice, and it's an element of the game that I think is fading more so than it was in the past. Is that something that you want to see a little bit more often?
Well, Josh, let me just say this, and congratulations for that national championship win a few years back. I didn't have a chance to tell you, but I am doing that here tonight. But
that was 12 years ago, Jeff.
Well, so I haven't seen him in 12 years.
That's right. That's right.
In all seriousness, Olivier now, I think, is 21-0 here over the last two seasons. The big guy that he fought, certainly one of the strongest players in the National Hockey League. He held the heavyweight title for quite some time. And let me tell you, Reeves is a tough customer, originally from Winnipeg. Dad played in the Canadian Football League. I covered his games back in his day. But let me tell you that that was an old-time fight, as you point out. And it really doesn't get any better than that. And to answer your question, yeah, I'd like to see a few more. We don't see those dust-ups, but I wonder how many chances that Olivier will get or invitations either that he gives or opponents give him, because as the undisputed champion now of the National Hockey League, he's not going to find any comers to drop the gloves and go toe-to-toe.
Jeff Rimmer is chatting some hockey with us here, name dropping with Jeff Rimmer. How do you think things are going with Dean Evason here in the middle of year two?
Well, I know people are starting to criticize Evason with the Jackets' lack of victories here. And obviously, I don't think he's lost his sense from last season to this season. Everybody was on the Evason bandwagon a year ago. It's obviously not the way the Jackets wanted to play the first half of the season. There's still half a season to go here, but the coaching staff, Evason included, are going to have to button up their chin straps and get something going here with this team because, hey, they're only, what, 6-7 points out of a playoff spot, but time, it's not running out here yet, but will if the Jackets can't somehow put a winning streak together. But a winning streak, much like we've seen Buffalo, and boy, they were in the doldrums. Buffalo was able to accomplish it. Jackets have got to put a string of wins here together and get back to a point where they climb over some of these teams and are within striking distance of a playoff spot.
You're really honestly believing. You're still believing that this team's got it in them.
I'm not going to give up on the team. There's 40 games left for the Columbus Blue Jackets. There's 7 points, 6-7 points out of the playoff spot. They're not far off from what could be first place. So, yeah, I'm not giving up on them. And again, if they can put, Timmy, a winning streak together, it changes everything. But they've got to put those wins together. If they don't, they'll be done for sure.
All right, Jeff, well, I wanted to ask you, with that in mind, the approach of the front office here. You've got the trade deadline in a couple of months. They've made some moves, and they've been transacting a little bit, but what should their approach be to this roster, and how much better can it or do they want it to get?
Well, do they become a buyer or a seller, Josh? I think that's going to be determined here before the Olympics. The last game for the Columbus Blue Jackets is the 4th of February. And then Werenski and a few others of his ilk will be heading, not unfortunately, more Blue Jackets. But fact of the matter is that once we get to February 4th, we'll have a pretty good indication. When they come back from the Olympics late in the month, I think then Don Waddell and the management will have to determine, do they become sellers or buyers? And it'll all come down to where they are in the standings, and are they still in striking distance, or have they fallen off further? And are they looking to next year? And then you've got a number of players that are unrestricted free agents, and you can probably get some pretty good pieces to improve the team. If not, draft picks that can certainly help them in the future. But what Don Waddell's looking for, I believe right now, are players that can help this team and help this team win. It's unfortunate. Now you have Marchment come, has an impressive start to his Blue Jackets career. Next thing you know, he's got to go on IR today, although it's retroactive and he could be back as early as next week.
Jeff, would you like to talk about your friends for a little bit?
Never ever do we turn that down, that opportunity, Timmy, and today's no exception. Buyers imports by the airport. And really, the airport is not that far away from anywhere in Central Ohio. Remember, the Blue Jackets have certainly made their way. A number of players have been to buyers imports, either purchasing or having their cars serviced, because it doesn't end after you purchase that car. There is the service, and it's buyers imports by the airport on Hamilton Road. And whether you're looking for a new Porsche, Audi, Subaru, and did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that the first Subaru dealership in the U.S. was Buyers Imports by the airport on Hamilton Road? Give them a call, drop by. The staff is more than willing to help you look for that new or pre-owned car at Buyers Imports by the airports on Hamilton Road.
I was not aware of that. Now, Jeff, I would like a big, fat, juicy name this time around. We're not accepting JD
Timmy, I am not in any way, shape, or form sitting here today and make up names. You get the names. You got them last week. You got them the week before. You'll get one next week. But I just wanted to focus on one guy here who still has a great deal of interest in the Blue Jackets. Even though he's no longer the president of hockey, he's still tied to this Blue Jackets hockey team. He's doing a great job filling in for Jody Shelley on the telecast, and he has a lot of an investment in the Columbus Blue Jackets hockey team, let me assure you.
I wish you could see the jacket that I wore for you today, Jeff. I bought myself so you checked it out on YouTube. That's good. This is the Christmas present to myself. It's got the little the 1954 for the year they started. I'm sure you know this. I wonder how many people did, though. The Orioles started in Baltimore in 1954. They were the St. Louis Browns from 1902 to 1954, but did everybody know that they are actually the original Milwaukee Brewers? Mm. The Baltimore Orioles are actually the Milwaukee Brewers, 1901, one season, and then they moved to St. Louis. That's a little did you know inside baseball.
I did not know that. I wasn't around in 1901, unfortunately.
You just missed that year, right?
I just missed that year, and I wasn't around in 1954 when they officially became the Baltimore Orioles, playing out of Memorial Stadium, where I spent a number of late nights over the years, my great time there in Baltimore. But, hey, I'll tell you what, they're making some great off-season moves. They picked up some pitching help. They picked up some young players that are going to help offensively. And, of course, they do have a group of young players just waiting to break out. So I predict the Orioles will be a much better team, and they'll be chasing the Toronto Blue Jays, who are looking to repeat as American League champions and maybe take another shot at the Dodgers come next October.
God, I hope so. Last year was rough. They got Pete Alonso, so let's go. Jeff, thanks as always. We'll chat next Wednesday. Congratulations on your wedding, by the way.
My wedding?
I know it was a long,
was
time,
a long
ago.
Time ago.
I didn't get a chance to say congratulations, all right?
You and I have been talking weekly here now for the last several years. You could have come up with that congratulatory comment. Well,
I never said
times?
It, though, and I had to take
times.
The chance. I had to take the chance. I never said
it. I never had the pleasure, the honor to share a microphone with Josh, and this is the first time that he and I have had a chance to talk, so I thought it was appropriate to congratulate him on his national championship.
I think it was more than appropriate. And don't let Timmy get after you like this now. Don't you dare let Timmy get on your case.
Don't try to get me with logic, Josh. Jeff. Don't try to do that. We'll talk Josh, next week. All right, buddy?
Josh.
Yes.
Do one more thing. Josh, hit him in the chops for me.
Oh, I got you.
That's from Jeff Rimmer.
All right.
Hit me in the sacky.
Oh, no. That touch.
That's a bad touch. Jeff Rimmer, there he goes, name dropping. Back page is coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
There's a couple-minute holdup on northbound 270 on the East Outer Belt from 670 to 161. We also have a small delay on northbound 315 going from King Avenue to Lane Avenue. This report is sponsored by ChumbaCasino.com. With over 100 online casino-style games, Chumba Casino is your go-to destination for nonstop entertainment. Play for fun and play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Jake Diebler's Buckeyes hit the road for a Big Ten battle with Oregon.
Live fan coverage starts Thursday night at 9:30 with the tip at 10:30.
Every game, every season. Proud to be your flagship home of the Buckeyes. The Fan.
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend. BMI.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Common Man and Timmy is brought to you by our good friends at Hinderer Motor Company. Has Panama Ted been chatting with Rimmer the entire break?
I guess so.
Wow. It's amazing. Must be a hell of a... They do that. That's something that they do.
You know what he's doing, like, over there,
they're talking about the comment, right?
No, Rimmer's over there actually dropping names to Teddy. What he wouldn't do for you.
That's right. He's dropping all kinds of names. I can't believe he did that and just stood on John Davidson.
That's his guy, JD. Like
we've done him 10 times.
That's who he was hanging out with.
It's cool that he's hanging out with him. I'll say that.
Going out on a boat with him tomorrow.
I'm not hanging out with any, you know, general managers or team presidents, but I get to hang out with Joshua Perry.
Not even close.
I say that's national champion
right there.
I'm hanging out. You know what, buddy? Congrats.
Hey, thanks.
I never got a chance to tell that to you.
Well,
to your face.
You know, I appreciate
it. It's a hell of a job you did.
Thank you so much.
That tackle that you made. That tackle that you made on Marcus.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Did you tackle Marcus Mariota?
That's a good question.
You'd know.
I think I hit him.
You'd know.
I don't know if I tackled him, but I hit him.
Who are their dudes?
How about Derrick Henry?
Oh.
Did Derrick Henry do something bad to Tyvus?
We had some mix-ups. Derrick Henry is the legit same size as me. Now, he's probably a little leaner these days than what I am now. But when we were playing, it was one for one. Big-ass running back. Meet him in the B-gap.
Ooh.
Not good.
No?
No. He's still playing. Look at him. He's still running through people.
I am aware. Yeah, he's...
And here I am, hanging out with you right now.
Did you bring him down at least?
Of course I did.
Okay, but it was
brought a lot of guys down.
3 yards.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't getting carried. I used to bring my big boy pants with me.
He fell forward, though.
This was not something that I would want to do on a regular basis. Match up with him.
Something actually goes through your mind when you are getting prepared, when you're preparing yourself to make an incredibly physical play on a guy like that.
Urban used to do this thing where he would be like, we work out so hard because when you go out there for pregame, I want you to look at the other team and they're not going to have necks as swole as yours and their veins on their arms aren't going to be popping out. Their biceps aren't going to be big like yours. And you're going to know that you have the edge and you're going to look at their coach and you're going to say their coach isn't a tough guy like I am. And you're going to know that we're going to win. And so I used to do that. I would
this
go out.
This guy's crazy.
I would go out there and I would look at the other side and watch the guys warming up. And I'd be like, money in the bank for us. Like, we're going to beat these dudes. And when
he's talking about veins and muscles popping, I mean, and necks.
Big necks and traps up to their ears. And he used to do the whole thing. So we go to play Alabama. And I trot my happy ass on the field to go warm up. I looked across that field and I saw those dudes. I looked across the field and I saw Nick Saban. I said, we're in for one today. Their guys were every bit as big, fast, strong as anything we had. You just knew. And part of that is I look across the field and Derrick Henry's staring back at me and he's my size and he's carrying the rock and I got to stop him. It's going to be a tough day.
Yeah, he's tough. You've seen his high school stats, right?
Yeah, it's insane.
Wasn't it this season?
Yes.
That he finally surpassed
his
high school rushing yards.
Which how many times did they give him the ball?
And he's one of the greatest to ever do it in the NFL.
How many times did they give him the ball?
Every play.
Like, what are we doing?
Every play.
Insane.
He ran it 70 times for 980 yards.
It might have been
a game.
I mean, I saw some games where they say he had like 400 yards rushing.
A couple more from, maybe one more at least, from the email bag. Keep sending them to us. goodcleanboy@gmail.com. I like to pin some of these too. We can come back to them. This one was from Michael, my GCBs.
You're interrupting the game, Mark.
And he said, this one's for Timmy especially, but you're the modern man too, and you like to cook. He said, my wife knocked it out of the park, got me a Blackstone for Christmas. I love it. Tyvus, that's one of the great things. He gave me a Blackstone for Christmas a couple years ago. Had it delivered to my house.
Well,
it was
Tyvus,
very, very cool thing.
Very nice coworker.
We were working a lot more together
coworker.
Back then. That was very cool. Any tips, tricks for making smash burgers? Thanks in advance.
Can I just say real quick?
Yeah, please.
Lived off of smash burgers on my Blackstone this summer. 2-3 times a week.
Okay, so you know just as well as me, the tips that I'll give, I'll be short with them. Just go the extra 15, 20 bucks and invest. I don't care what brand it is. I couldn't even tell you what brand mine is. You need to get
the burger
the
press.
The press.
Yep.
Don't just go skimp with a spatula and tamp it down. Get something that you can get your weight on top of. Get it down
Put
in there.
Put a piece of parchment in between the press and the meat, too.
And make sure you're always using off the block shredded cheese.
Ah,
because it has that's my like true tip for the pro, better melt factor.
That makes a lot
better
of sense.
Better melt factor. And if you go and then you're using multiple patties,
right,
which you should do
as you should,
because they're smash burgers, they kind of just mesh together and they kind of spill out the sides and has a good look to it as well as a taste.
The other thing I would say is smash burger. I would keep it simple, right? Salt, pepper, season, make sure you season the meat, right? But you don't need lettuce, tomato, onion, pickle, all that other stuff.
No. Pickle and onion.
Give me some pickles. Give me some onions. And I like a nice smash burger sauce that I make specifically for it. And that's it. And we're eating.
That's beautiful.
You don't have to do too much.
That's perfect. Back page. Hit it.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
All right, another food thing. This was dominating the discussion when I walked outside into the cubicles where Nicole Sheeran and Dom Tiberi, where he sits. His thing, Dom's thing, was chili. Is chili a soup or not a soup? I love this about living. I'd never heard that one before. It's almost like Cam Scataboo and like, do you tilt for the taco or does the taco tilt for you? That's stupid. You tilt your head for the taco all spills out.
Yeah.
I say chili is a chili. It's not a soup. It's its own thing.
So I disagree partially. So I think chili's a stew.
Stew.
So yeah, I would say that a soup and a stew are distinct. They're not the same thing. They're in similar family, but they're not the same. But chili is under the stew umbrella in my mind.
I keep that. It's just got a, it's its own brand. It's its own genre.
Where are you at?
Chili
with like
to me is just chili, and that's all that it is.
So here's a good one for you. Is cheesecake a cake or a pie?
It's a cheesecake. It's just a cheesecake.
It has to go into one bucket.
Cake.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's got a crust.
Yeah.
New York cheesecake? Nice little graham cracker crust?
It's a cakey crust. You're right. It is a little bit like a pie crust.
It's like a pie.
Ah, dang it. Joshua, good having you the last couple days.
It's been fun.
Can't wait to do it again. Guys, stick around. Buckeye Show is coming up next on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
We've got a couple of accidents to watch out for. One is at the intersection of Sunbury Road and Watt Road, causing delay there. And there's a couple minute holdup on westbound 270 on that north outer belt between 315 and Sawmill Road due to an accident. This report is sponsored by ChumbaCasino.com. With over 100 online casino style games, Chumba Casino is your go-to destination for nonstop entertainment. Play for fun and play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.